is WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He nearly beat Mitt Romney in Iowa, but can Rick Santorum surge in New Hampshire, too?
We're going to be a much bigger player than I think everybody anticipates.
John Huntsman's chasing Romney also.
This country's in pain. We've got some tough decisions to make.
The primary's in just 5 days. Fox News Radio's Marga Bassett, live in Manchester.
Dave, fresh off his marginal win in Iowa, Mitt Romney got John McCain's endorsement, hoping that adds to his huge lead in the polls here. John Huntsman, who skipped Iowa, dismissed the endorsement, saying, who cares? A packed schedule today for the candidates with a number of events about to get underway. Romney starts the day in Salem. Huntsman will be working on the Seacoast. Newt Gingrich working the central part of the state. And Rick Santorum kicking off the day right here in Manchester. Dave?
Marga, the commander-in-chief that they're all running to replace. We'll talk military strategy today. Going to the Pentagon. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
The president expected to unveil the first answers to the questions of how to absorb hundreds of billions of dollars in defense budget cuts appears to be a twofold strategy. First, streamlining the military in the wake of the drawdowns in Iraq and Afghanistan, and taking a look at defense priorities to ensure that the cuts being made are surgical, not confined to just weapons and manpower. That means military health care, pay, retirement benefits will all be on the table, Dave.
Richard, police officer is dead in Utah, one of six shot, making a drug bust last night in Ogden.
Sitting in the front room watching TV, heard three pops. Fiance asked if they were fireworks, and I said, no, those are gunshots.
Another witness heard 30 to 40 shots. A suspect was also wounded. The five hospitalized cops have serious to critical injuries. Another bombing in Iraq has killed more people. Reuters says 30. At least 29 died in earlier attacks, mostly targeting Shiites. That attack was, so those attacks were in Baghdad. And a funeral today for the five killed in a Christmas Day fire in Stamford, Connecticut. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hard times had come to Roger's business. He'd have to ask more from his employees, and he had little to offer, except that he'd be right there with them. Calling his team together, Roger laid out the facts, the company's economic challenges, and its hard choices. Did the workers like it? No. Did they rally behind Roger? They did. Roger's long record of leading with integrity had earned their trust. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Glossy books and well-paid speakers tell us that leadership amounts to getting others to do what we want. Not true. A leader embodies what others will follow. A leader lives out integrity in the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
Imagine the media with no conservatives allowed. That's what we have before Rush. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on WTAW College Station, Bryan.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
The government and political games. Politicians play games while the rest of us run our businesses. And I want a bank that doesn't play games. Prosperity Bank. That's where I bank. No games, just good solid banking. Prosperity Bank is Texas-based and Texas-strong. The real bankers at Prosperity Bank understand my business. They have answers and solutions to help me grow my business with the capital and services I need. With real bankers who take care of customers and even answer their own phones. Prosperity bankers know how to listen and don't play games. And the Prosperity bankers are making business loans right now to big Texas businesses and to small. So go in and talk to them about your business. Maybe Prosperity should be your bank too. Prosperity Bank. Real bankers, not just a bank. 175 banking centers across Texas. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. ProsperityBankTX.com.
Tired of spending too much money on your swimming pool? The Pool Guy will meet or beat any local competitor's price. The Pool Guy is proud to be the authorized Regal chemical dealer. That means you get the highest quality chemicals available at the lowest price available. With a full inventory, the Pool Guy gives you fast free delivery in BCS and unbeatable service. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200. Official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
This is the new science in identity theft protection. This is a game changer, and only our friends at LifeLock have it. LifeLock Ultimate is the most comprehensive ID theft protection available. And they brought it to you, my listeners, first, and I got it. You need it. Now, LifeLock goes way beyond guarding your identity, your good name, your credit, your family, your finances. Now, those are essential. There's no question about it. But now LifeLock is the only identity theft protection company that will monitor your bank account for takeover fraud. Now, why? Because these identity thieves are now targeting checking and savings accounts. In other words, they're after your cash, your retirement money. And only LifeLock has this new science in ID theft protection. Look, LifeLock cannot protect you or your bank accounts if you're not a member. Visit LifeLock.com right now or call and mention my name, Hannity, and you get a 10% discount off your LifeLock membership. Call 1-800-222-0328. That's 800-222-0328. 1-800-222-0328.
WTAW News Time, 6:06, 48 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today, a little bit warmer than we expect this time of year. Mid-60s for a high. We'll break 70 tomorrow. We'll tell you more about that coming up after this first look at news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The news brought to you by Just Brakes. At Just Brakes, they really do care. A one-vehicle accident about 7:30 Wednesday morning near the entrance of the Sanderson Farms processing plant in Bryan has left two people dead and one injured. Authorities say the driver, 74-year-old Fred Reed of Bryan, left the road as he drove along Shiloh Road and hit the concrete base of a light pole. Reed was pronounced dead at St. Joseph Bryan. His passenger and daughter, 32-year-old Mildred Reed of Bryan, was pronounced dead at the scene. Mildred Reed's 14-year-old nephew was in the back seat. He was injured, but his condition is not known. Also unknown is exactly what caused the accident, but the investigation continues. Expect delays traveling north on Highway 6 Thursday morning. That's this morning beginning at 8:30. The highway's northbound lanes between Southwest Parkway and Harvey Road will be closed to all traffic for about 3 hours. College Station police are reconstructing an accident that happened earlier this week involving a car hitting a 13-year-old boy. It's all part of their continued investigation. Vehicles will still be able to use the northbound Highway 6 frontage road, but police suggest you find an alternate route if possible. When it comes to the area of the most frequent accidents in Bryan, it's not a major intersection that tops the list. Instead, Officer John Agnew says it's tied between the entry and exit points of two major retail centers.
We have probably over 1,500 reported accidents a year. So when we say the highest number was 22, and it was a tie for 2200 Briarcrest, which is the Walmart. And the other one was 700 East Villa Maria, which is HEB.
Agnew says most of those were rear-end collisions or one driver turning in front of an oncoming vehicle. The possibility of changing to automated water meters for City of Bryan customers is just a sign of the changing technological times. If you ask Mayor Jason Byinski, he says any upfront costs to switch all customers' water meters will hopefully be worth it if the meters prove successful.
There may be an initial cost up front. We're hoping in the long term it's going to be more efficient. It's going to be a cost-saving measure to our citizens and be more accurate in the end.
BTU customers are already transitioning to automated meters, but there's no final decision on water meters yet. Byinski says council will likely discuss the topic at their upcoming retreat. Emotions are flaring after it was learned the weapon a South Texas eighth grader pointed at police before he was killed Wednesday was a pellet gun.
Brownsville Police Detective J.J. Trevino says it looked like a Glock, and that officers couldn't tell the difference when the teen pointed the weapon at them. He says Jaime Gonzalez was given plenty of opportunity to lower the gun, but did not.
I mean, it's a very sad situation for everyone all around.
He says before the shooting, the 15-year-old punched another boy at Cummings Middle School and said he was going to shoot at police. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
Jaime Gonzalez Sr., the dead boy's father, says police went too far.
He overreacted. I mean, I understand they look like a gun, but I mean, like shooting them three times and then one in the head, I mean, that's unnecessary. He was a juvenile. He was a child, my child.
A recording of police radio traffic indicates the entire incident lasted only about 5 minutes. No one has found any reason why Gonzalez took the gun to school or engaged police. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar is touting desalination as a weapon in the fight against drought and water shortages arising from population growth. Salazar called attention to the technology Wednesday in a visit to El Paso's desalination plant. He says the technology helps alleviate the chronic water woes of far west Texas. He says such technology could also be an answer to the growing need for fresh water faced by other parts of the state. El Paso's plant uses water from the local aquifer and treats it through reverse osmosis. And back here at home, the Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley is helping another local organization. WTAW's Chelsea Reber tells us how.
With the Community Foundation's help, the Brazos Valley Food Bank has established an endowment fund to be professionally invested. The food bank's Teresa Mangapora says donating to the fund is another option for people to help the food bank.
If an individual was interested and maybe willing some money or through some sort of planned giving strategy that to the food bank, this is a good option for them because it's an endowment that is set up specifically for the food bank where we cannot touch the money except for the earnings on it.
Earnings from the fund will be used to support the food bank's operations, but Mangapora says the main reason for establishing and growing the fund is for future stability in case of an emergency. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time, 6:11, 48 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. The news brought to you by Just Breaks. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to take this opportunity to thank all of our customers for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 30 years. CTWP offers a variety of manufacturers, and your investment is backed by the award-winning technical staff. Find out why thousands of Central Texas businesses call CTWP their copier company. For a free consultation, call CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Hey, it's 6:12. Let's check some weather. We've got it for you. Brought to you this morning by the College Station Medical Center. The area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. Go to csmedcenter.com to learn more.
Much of the central part of the country will see above normal temperatures today, and we won't be an exception to that rule. It'll be partly sunny and in the mid and upper 60s as we head through the afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, lows will be in the lower 50s. Friday, partial sunshine, highs in the lower 70s. Friday night, partly cloudy, temperatures ending up in the mid 50s. Saturday, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, temperatures on Saturday in the lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, the Manhattan Blues continue for the A&M women's basketball team. They lose their Big 12 opener in overtime to the Lady Wildcats last night, 71-69. We will talk about that. We'll have some NFL news, also some basketball news, and some coaching news from Fresno State. A couple of Aggie coaches are following Tim DeRuiter. We'll talk about that and more coming up in sports.
So, you know, the food business can be very competitive.
No, really?
You need to come up with some kind of an angle to put yourself above the competition.
Yeah. So what do we got now?
Maybe provide something that they, well, in addition to food, in other words.
Uh-oh. Oh, you mean like if you specialized in something as basic as wings and beer?
Sure.
But you decided that your waitresses perhaps should... wait staff.
Thank you.
I don't know. This is normal.
Because, see, you're going someplace, and there's just no reason to do that. So we should say wait staff would be, what, more engaging? Is that what you might
absolutely.
Say?
It's all about personality.
Yeah. This is normally our naked segment.
So maybe have them sit down with you or something like that.
That could certainly work.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Or just squat down right by the table.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. Tell us your name and your major.
And you're just working your way through school at night.
Yeah. Needing tips.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cafe goers in Japan can now get all the comforts of home. The all-new Mother Cafe in Osaka offers up comfort food, home cooking, and a mom's caring ear. And don't you boys feel terrible about where you went?
Not really. You were just letting us go there, though.
Waitresses pretend to be the customer's mommy.
Wait. When you put it like that, it's getting dirty again.
But for some reason, they dress like French maids.
Told you.
Oh, See?
Told you.
See, we weren't going the wrong place.
I know, but I wanted to try to make you feel badly.
We were right on target, weren't we?
The maid/moms welcome diners home, make food recommendations, and then listen to customers who want to talk about what's worrying them. Yeah. Although some of the
I don't want to be anywhere where another patron could say, and I've been a really bad boy.
No, I don't want, no. Now, interestingly enough, you think as you're the owner of the business and you're putting together this business plan, if you will, well, there becomes an age situation there. So, I mean, believe it or not, and again, it takes a little buy-in from the customers. Some of the moms are only 19. I mean, who would have thought that you would be able to, in a few number of years on Earth, capture the ability to be able to take in information and give out sound advice?
19. That just doesn't make sense.
Mother Cafe assures customers that its waitstaff is very mature. And understands.
Oh, yeah, look at her. She's mature. Yeah. Right.
Understands adult concerns.
Yeah.
Just
don't get too handsy.
That's right. In Osaka.
Info. Mason.
I guess Creepy Old Man Cafe was already taken.
Yeah. And who's your mama?
Find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's gonna be a good morning, a good morning meeting. We're gonna have a great time today.
If convenience, quality, and great prices are what you want out of your dry cleaners, then look no further than Hallmark Cleaners. Locally owned and operated, Hallmark Cleaners has been serving the Brazos Valley for 19 years with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations. Hallmark Cleaners offers same day, in by 9, out after 5, and drive-through convenience and personal service. They have 4 locations in Bryan College Station and 1 in Navasota. You know that you can count on the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners.
My gosh, look at there.
What's that?
There it is.
Oh, there's a website.
Excuse me, boys. I'm going to be occupied for a minute.
How's mama
goodness,
looking?
There's one standing outside, you know.
Oh, and it's cold out.
She's closer to 19 than she would be to my mama's age.
Okay then.
Yeah.
Mighty fine. Yeah.
Just saying. All right, here all we right. go. It's all right. It's 6:17.
You keep gazing. I'll go on with birthdays there. It is January the 5th, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today.
By the way, this is the 12th day of Christmas.
And my true love gave to me.
And traditionally, the date when all Christmas trees and ornaments should be taken down, kind of like 10 days after an election.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
Need to clean up all your stuff. All right.
There you go.
Okay.
I got another birthday to wish. Yesterday was granddaughter Madeline's. Today is granddaughter Amelia's birthday.
Oh,
how convenient.
Just a day apart, 2 years apart. She's 6 years old today. So, again, she can't hear us, but happy birthday, Amelia. She's six. Actor Robert Duvall is 81 years old.
Man.
Pretty good actor.
He's the best.
Yeah, pretty good actor.
This guy,
81.
There's a thing called the American Film Institute.
Yeah.
And they rank their films. And they rank the top 100 films.
Uh-huh.
And he is in more of those films than any other actor.
Really?
Yeah, he is in 6 of those films.
I'll be darned.
And again, I don't know, do you remember the first
Godfather's obviously one of those. Yeah, right?
Well, the first thing he was in, though, was To Kill a Mockingbird.
Okay.
He played Boo in Kill a Mockingbird.
Right.
And then, of course, later on, he was in Tender Mercies, which I think is just an outstanding movie.
Yeah.
And both of them were written by Horton Foote. And then, of course, he was Gus, wasn't he?
Yep.
Oh, gosh.
But.
I still cry.
But he was also in, what was it called, Thunder Days or
something? Oh, Days of Thunder.
Oh, my God.
But he was funny in that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's done bad movies but been good in them.
He'll take a paycheck.
Yes, he will.
Well, and again, outstanding movie. He was in The Apostle.
Yeah. Oh,
there you go.
Well, and I think he self-financed that or put $5 million up on that. But Apocalypse, MASH, Godfather, like you say, Network, all of those in the top 100. And, you know, he's related to Robert E. Lee.
Is he really?
Yes, he is. Lives over in Virginia, you know.
Right.
Lives over in Virginia, but he is. He's
related and a veteran, so he can get buried in Arlington if he wants to when the time comes. But yeah, he's special for sure.
There you go. Walter Mondale, the former vice president.
Fritz. Yeah. Good friends call him Fritz.
There you go. 84 years old today. Charlie Rose, the talk show host, turned 70 years old today. One of my wife's favorite actresses is Diane Keaton. She's 66 years old today.
That's funny because Diane Cannon's birthday was yesterday.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah,
matter of fact.
Yeah. And Pamela Sue Anderson, you remember her from Poseidon Adventure?
Oh, sure.
And she was on Dynasty, too.
Yeah.
She's 59 years old. From The Love Boat, Ted Lang is 64.
That's Isaac.
Old. Isaac, there you go. Drummer George Funky Brown from Kool and the Gang is 63 years old today. And I got another one. Oh, Marilyn Manson, the singer, turns 43. And from The Hangover 1 and 2, Bradley Cooper, the actor, turns 37 years old. And January Jones.
Ooh, Betty Draper.
There you go. That's Mad Men, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Easy boy. Yes, 34 years old today.
Yes,
and that's all
is.
I got.
Well, let's see. You know, you might know Clancy Brown. Clancy Brown plays Mr. Krabs on SpongeBob. He'd be 53.
Oh, of course.
Of course. And Chuck Knoll. Oh. Chuck Knoll, remember him?
Won a Super Bowl or four?
Yeah,
Steeler coach.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
80 years old today. All right, there you go, 621.
Tired of the same old song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there's a choice. America's Choice. When you need your roof repaired or replaced because of age, wear, leaks, wind damage, or hail, you want a qualified roofer who'll give you a fully warranted roof to last for years. Call America's Choice Roofing. Ask for your free roofing estimate today. Call 855-5MY-ROOF. Make the right choice. America's Choice Roofing. Visit americaschoiceroofing.com or call 855-569-7663.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, First Lady Michelle Obama has a brand new title, and it's something that she says she likes to be called when people address her. So from now on, we will refer to Michelle Obama, the First Lady, as Her Excellency. Her Excellency Michelle Obama.
Mm-hmm. My daughters are big fans, and I am too.
So what are you doing here?
Your Excellency.
You don't call her Your Excellency.
No, I kind of like it.
Now, she does burn through taxpayer cash to bankroll this lifestyle of hers. You know, she can't fly at the same time as her husband to Martha's Vineyard. So, look, if that's what she wants to be called, your wish is our command, Your Excellency.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is the new science in identity theft protection. This is a game changer, and only our friends at LifeLock have it. LifeLock Ultimate is the most comprehensive ID theft protection available. And they brought it to you, my listeners, first, and I got it. You need it. Now, LifeLock goes way beyond guarding your identity, your good name, your credit, your family, your finances. Now, those are essential. There's no question about it. But now LifeLock is the only identity theft protection company that will monitor your bank account for takeover fraud. Now, why? Because these identity thieves are now targeting checking and savings accounts. In other words, they're after your cash, your retirement money. And only LifeLock has this new science in ID theft protection. Look, LifeLock cannot protect you or your bank accounts if you're not a member. Visit LifeLock.com right now or call and mention my name, Hannity, and you get a 10% discount off your LifeLock membership. Call 1-800-222-0328. That's 800-222-0328. 1-800-222-0328.
It's a night of artistry and revelry. The 2012 Opus Gala, Cirque du Opus. Saturday, January 28th at the Brazos County Expo. Enjoy French cuisine from Christopher's World Grill and the music of Emerald City. Tickets and sponsorships on sale now. And don't miss your chance to win a Rolex watch or a Marco Bicego necklace from David Gardner's Jewelers. All proceeds benefit MSC Opus. Underwritten in part by American Momentum Bank. Don't miss Cirque du Opus, the 2012 Opus Gala. Get details online at opusgala.com.
Landlords are back in the driver's seat. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger.
Forget about incentives from apartment landlords if you're looking for rental housing. Real estate researchers at Reis say the apartment vacancy rate has dropped back to 2001 levels, and rents went up at the end of last year in 71 of 82 markets tracked by Reis. Eastman Kodak, once part of the Dow Jones Industrials, is now on the brink of bankruptcy. The Wall Street Journal says lawyers for the photography company are drawing up Chapter 11 papers. The papers could be filed if Kodak can't raise cash by selling off digital patents. Auto dealers closed out 2011 with a strong December. General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler all posted solid sales gains last month. And for all of last year, GM sales were up 13%. Ford saw an 11% increase, and Chrysler reported a 26% improvement. Stock market futures are pointing lower this morning. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Millions of fans agree. Cable's new hit series is on the Weather Channel.
So let's go!
Coast Guard Alaska.
If we don't get on scene, no one else will.
Fly along on bone-chilling rescues in some of the world's most extreme weather.
If you make a mistake, it will cost someone their life.
Out here, heroes come in waves.
You have the potential to save someone that's out there.
Coast Guard Alaska, Wednesday nights at 9, with new episodes beginning January 11th, only on the Weather Channel.
The best part of running my small business? Definitely spending hours on payroll.
I like being my own boss, but I love learning about tax codes.
I started this whole restaurant as an excuse to do payroll paperwork.
Ah, the joys of payroll. Hours spent on paperwork that should be spent on your business. That's why over a million small business owners use Intuit Payroll. It makes paying employees and filing tax forms quick and easy. See for yourself with a 30-day free trial of Intuit Payroll. Learn more at payroll.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 626. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Going to be really nice temperatures for the next 3 days or so. About 65 today with a north wind at 5. So humidity should be fairly pleasant. 49 for a low tonight, 72 on Friday, and 68 on Saturday. Sunday it's 63. Then we've got a chance of showers rolling in on a Sunday night at about 40%. And on Monday, we'll start the week with a 50-50 chance of showers. Right now, humidity 76%. We've got fair skies, and it's 44 out there.
Today's new generation of parents are actually the children of baby boomers, and they parent very differently than their parents. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing. No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
The children of baby boomers are now becoming the new generation of parents, and for them, parenting is very different.
This post-boomer set of parents is the most likely and the most able to understand these kids today than any other parent-child dyad I've seen over the last many decades.
Dr. Ron Taffel, author of the book Childhood Unbound, says the big difference with these parents generally is
they want rules, but they don't want to have hierarchy. They basically feel like there should be a good back and forth. There's the feeling that a family should be more of a team.
But in many of these families, the pendulum has swung too far. Dr. Taffel says many parents today allow
too much back talk, too much negotiating for the kind of authority the kids really need and they want. That's another thing that's different. Kids actually want that kind of authority in their parents. They don't want to rebel against it. They really feel direction and rules as an act of love. But parents don't get that yet.
And Dr. Taffel says this is not just his opinion, it's fact.
We now know from longitudinal research that kids of all ages need to have rules that are explicitly stated in order to feel held, in order to feel guided.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Now, if you have real estate problems, I'm one that you can come and see. I'm certified as a commercial real estate lawyer, and so in my career, I have handled just about everything. The other day, I had a client come in, turned out to be a developer. He's developing a small tract of land, and he needed an experienced lawyer to help him draft the earnest money contract for each of the purchasers of his property. I handled everything and got it done within a week at a very low fee. And so he was very pleased with what we were able to achieve. He brought the buyer in. There was no real estate broker involved. And so if you have someone that you know is looking for a real experienced real estate lawyer, have him call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the entire Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
Before James could guide his company to the top of the market, he had to get to the bottom of his company's benefits administration. That's when James found GNA Partners, who had just the solution he needed. A $1 million employee without the $1 million salary. For the cost of less than one employee, GNA was able to fully customize, administer, and manage all of James's employee health and welfare plans. Today, James owns the market and a sweet new vacation home. It's time to grow with GNA Partners. Learn more about what GNA did for James and what we can do for you at milliondollaremployee.com.
WTAW News Time, 6:31, 48 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high in the mid-60s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Two people are dead in a one-vehicle accident Wednesday morning near Bryan's Industrial Park. It happened about 7:30 on Shiloh Road near the entrance of the Sanderson Farms processing plant. Authorities say 74-year-old Fred Reed of Bryan inexplicably left the road and hit the concrete base of a light pole. Reed was later pronounced dead at St. Joseph Bryan. His passenger and daughter, 32-year-old Mildred Reed of Bryan, was pronounced dead at the scene. Mildred Reed's 14-year-old nephew was in the back seat. He remains hospitalized, but his condition is not known. Authorities are still investigating that accident. A section of Highway 6 will be closed this morning starting about 8:30. The College Station Police will close the highway's northbound lanes between Southwest Parkway and Harvey Road for about 3 hours as they continue their investigation into the accident Tuesday involving a car that hit a 13-year-old boy. Police strongly suggest that you find alternate routes if possible, but you will still be able to travel north on Highway 6. You'll just have to exit at Southwest Parkway and re-enter the highway after you get to the entrance ramp north of Harvey Road. If you think of the area of Bryan, you're most likely to get into a collision. A busy intersection may come to mind first, but it's actually a tie between the entry and exit points of two major retail centers.
Now, both of those are super high traffic areas. It's understandable to have collision rates up there. 22 is not a lot when you think about it.
Officer John Agnew says the type of accidents in those two locations are mostly minor.
Typically, it's people rear-ending someone. Or someone pulling out and not leaving enough space.
Agnew estimates there are about 1,500 accidents reported in Bryan each year. BTU customers are already seeing automated meters to report usage, and City of Bryan water customers may get the same thing. City Council is expected to address the subject at their upcoming retreat.
This is where technology is going. It's something we'll have to evaluate. We're looking at doing a retreat here in the next month or so, and those will be some of the items that we'll talk about and in the near future on the pros and cons of whether we should move forward with the AMI meters on the water side or hold off for a while.
Mayor Jason Byinski says any upfront cost associated with switching to automated water meters needs to be examined, but he says he hopes a possible switch will actually save money and be more accurate. The Brazos Valley Food Bank is investing in its future. WTAW's Chelsea Reber tells us how.
The Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley has helped the food bank establish an endowment fund to help them respond to emergency needs, plan for the future, and sustain their everyday work.
It's a forever type fund where the earnings will be used to support operations, but in reality, the bulk of the funds are there for the future needs of the food bank.
The food bank's Teresa Mangapura also says this is a great new option for people to donate to the food bank. By donating to the fund, you can make sure your money is helping others far into the future. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A dismal finish in Iowa means Michelle Bachmann is out of the race, but despite a similar performance, Texas Governor Rick Perry is staying in.
It's a couple of days off, a weekend in New Hampshire for the debates, then off to South Carolina
for Rick Perry. A very different schedule than we heard from him Tuesday night.
I've decided to return to Texas, assess the results of tonight's caucus, determine whether there is a path forward.
The answer appears to be yes, Perry posting on Twitter, on to South Carolina. Later, his campaign manager wrote, Perry believes his record as Texas governor and a Washington outsider will get America back on track. In Washington, Rich Johnson, Fox News Radio.
They say politics makes strange bedfellows. Another example is Texas Democrats cheering on Rick Perry's presidential campaign. State Party leader Anthony Gutierrez says Texas Republicans running in 2012 will have to defend Perry and the policies he implemented during the legislative session last year.
He's taken all kinds of extreme positions, like keeping the state from using any of its savings account to rescue us from having to make just insanely drastic cuts to public education. And he kind of boxed in the rest of his party here in Texas.
Gutierrez says donations to the Democrats pick up every time Perry makes a mistake on the campaign trail. And North Dakota Senators Kent Conrad and John Hoeven have made a friendly bet with Texas Senators Kay Bailey Hutchison and John Cornyn on the outcome of Saturday's football championship subdivision title game between North Dakota State and Sam Houston State. North Dakota Senators are wagering a case of Tender Bison Steaks. The Texas Senators are betting 6 world-famous Taste of Texas pecan pies plus tubs of just-made-down-the-road Bluebell ice cream. In the House, there's a similar bet. Should North Dakota State win, Texas Representative Kevin Brady has agreed to kiss their mascot, a bison. If the Bearcats win, North Dakota Republican, or Representative rather, Rick Berg, will shine the shoes of the Sam Houston statue at the U.S. Capitol's Statuary Hall. WTAW News Time is coming up on 6:30, 6:47 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brenham National Bank offers practical solutions for your financial requirements. Whether you need money for real estate, a new car, or to grow your business, our experienced team of bankers can react quickly to the many opportunities that you encounter in life. As a local bank, we can provide answers promptly without waiting for approvals from other locations. Whatever your banking needs may be, Brenham National Bank wants to be your bank. Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:37 Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
Spring-like warmth gets a chance to spread across the region over the next several days. Partial sun, 65 to 70 is where we're going to end up this afternoon. We certainly could use some more rain, but it's not in the forecast. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, 50 to 55. Partial sun for tomorrow, high 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows near 55. Mixture of sun and cloud Saturday with a high around 70. Looks like we could be warm right into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Aggie women's basketball team had an 11-point lead in the second half, but the Kansas State Wildcat women come out on fire. Can't miss a thing in the second half, and the Aggies lose it in overtime in Manhattan. We will talk about that. We'll also talk some Aggie football. Coach Tim DeRuiter of Fresno State has a couple of Aggie coaches following him to the West Coast. We'll talk about that and more coming up in sports.
So the political landscape, first. Let's remind people one more time, because they'll hear it, you'll say it a lot of times, and then as they're driving north on the bypass this morning at 7:30, they'll go, what's going on here?
8:30,
I'm sorry. Uh-huh. 8:30. What's going on here? Anyway.
Northbound Highway 6, the Rudder Freeway in College Station, Brazos County, Texas.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Excuse me, Collegeville, Brazos County, Texas.
There you are, yeah.
Sorry, I had a little throaty thing going.
Sure.
Northbound Highway 6 between Southwest Parkway and Harvey, about 8:30 this morning, they're going to shut down that stretch of Highway 6. Police will be continuing their investigation into the accident from day before yesterday, in which a vehicle struck a 13-year-old who was trying to cross the road. And you will have to exit at Southwest Parkway if you're northbound on Highway 6, and you will not be able to get back on Highway 6 until the northbound on-ramp at Harvey Road.
Yeah, and, you know, then you're picking your way through neighborhoods and that kind of stuff. So just plan ahead. And there's not that much traffic on Texas Avenue.
I was
going to
say,
you
know, Texas Avenue is lovely this time of year.
It works out just fine, but remember that. And then what was the – somebody's talking about every misstep that the governor makes.
It'd be the Texas Democrats.
Yeah.
Saying,
remember there
saying
used to be, remember there used to be Democrats in Texas?
Yeah.
Quite a few.
Yeah. Most of them were.
Matter of fact. Reminding people.
Well, apparently their phone rings every time he opens his mouth.
Well,
so
understand.
It's almost like a bell ringing in angels and stuff like that.
Somehow, I think the governor missed a great and historic quote the other night as he decided not to go to New Hampshire, but rather to return to his home state to assess.
Uh-huh.
Who can forget David Crockett saying, "You may all go to hell, I'll go to Texas." I mean, wouldn't that have been perfect?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for nothing, Iowa.
Yeah.
So you may have another chance to use that,
well,
Scott.
You know, you're right. Yeah.
Not in Iowa, but
I don't think he's done reassessing just yet.
No. Yeah, he may have to reassess some more. And but the thing is, I mean, he's got him a little war chest packed away. He's still got some money.
Yeah.
Now, for his part, and I think we can report this morning, we now know why, but for his part, it was a pretty good day for Rick Santorum yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He picked up about $1 million yesterday.
Well,
the phone just hasn't stopped ringing, according to his people.
Uh-huh.
So,
which he's probably having to add to them now and get them some prepaid cell phones so they can all stay connected and things like
true.
That.
That's true.
That $1 million will spend quick.
Yeah, it will. John Barbender. Of course, you know him.
That's a great name.
It is.
Yeah. Please tell me he's in football.
He's a strategist. Now, and it's interesting.
My name is Barbender.
My name's Dan Barbender.
You're the wasted name on me.
It's you know, again, it's a numbers thing, but they said they got a money bomb yesterday. Quote, "Our system blew up. Traffic just went through the roof." They got $1 million, okay?
Well, yeah.
The president gets that in a 30-minute cocktail party, right?
Yeah.
But anyhow.
Well, but Rick didn't have any money is the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, when you go from zero to that, a significant increase.
Yeah, that's true. So we got that. But I believe that we now know why he was able to, have a great run in Iowa and now this million-dollar day. It was the sweater vest.
Oh, yeah, he does good on the sweater vest.
The Hollywood Reporter said Santorum saw a bump in his poll numbers after wearing a sweater vest to Mike Huckabee's Iowa anti-abortion forum.
I was going to say, you know, don't be, because I like to rock the sweater vest.
Yeah.
You know, when it's cold out, especially if I'm doing a dress shirt and tie.
Sure.
I love doing that.
Yeah. Santorum himself even said that his opponents should, quote, fear the vest.
Yes.
Turned out to be his sweater vest. Is an internet sensation, and we in fact have Fear Rick's Vest with its own Twitter account, and and there's even a music video that says "Sleeve Slow Me Down."
But you know what? Stuff like that is what gets you traction.
Yeah. It is. That's exactly right.
Especially with younger people.
And that's free publicity right there. Absolutely free publicity. You cannot beat that.
Well, I watched what the candidates were wearing in Iowa, and I kept.
Did you make notes?
Well, yeah, I kept wondering. You know, how many striped open neck shirts does Newt Gingrich have? Because he, you know, wore a different striped shirt with no tie.
Yeah.
With a coat, just about every time you saw him.
Yeah.
But then I saw his first appearance in New Hampshire.
Uh huh.
He was wearing a coat and tie.
Ah.
So I guess he's dressing up for the East Coast.
Well, it could be, and then
right.
You know,
stuffy.
Well, it could be though.
Uh-huh.
It could be that when he was packing for Iowa, he just took his chubby neck shirts with him.
That's
true.
Thought he's going to eat better.
Well, that they don't button.
Yeah.
You know, those are shirts that he used to be able to wear when his neck wasn't that chubby.
I don't think he ever wore a tie in Iowa.
Really?
Yeah, just those striped shirts.
Well, he's a man of the people.
Sure.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Has to get down there and be with the folks. So got that going.
Wouldn't you like to know how many one of these candidates went to a state like Iowa? How many pairs of jeans and maybe a pair of boots had to be purchased?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
and I'm guessing Romney doesn't own a pair of Wolverines, okay?
Well, Romney was wearing jeans again yesterday in New Hampshire when he got McCain's endorsement.
Was he?
Yeah.
And see, that's what he does is he has people who rough up the jeans and the boots.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. They put the tear in the knee.
Then they come by and rough up his hair just a bit.
Yeah. And you got to scuff up the sole of the boots.
Oh, yeah.
You can't be slipping.
Well, you can get the Wolverines and then take an SOS pad.
Just do that and go ahead and hit the soles because they can't
have
shiny soles.
No, can't be doing
that.
That's right. And put your hand in your pocket every once in a while. Well, not your whole hand, just maybe three fingers.
Hey, you put three fingers in there. That's what an honest man does. A shifty fella puts his whole hand in his pocket.
Exactly.
What are you doing?
You got to learn that stuff.
What are you trying to? What are you trying to get to in that pocket?
Well, now, all right. Now you say that. Now, when you're wearing dress pants, okay, if you put both hands in your pockets. Which y'all are doing right now as I'm saying this.
No, because I'm sitting down. Oh, it's right. Just awkward.
If you put both hands in your pockets and you conceal your hands completely, you're hiding something.
Sure.
If you want to take a dominant position, you leave your thumbs out.
There you go.
A little body language in there for you.
Yeah. Just what if there's just one thumb in? What does that mean?
But same thing. No, you're still.
Means you're from Arkansas.
I was going to say that. I was going to say that means you're used to wearing bibbed overalls,
that's
Andy.
That's it. Yeah. Dang right. Yeah. So now the
not there's anything wrong with that.
No, it's fine. President apparently trying to change the Constitution. I don't know if y'all know that or not.
Yeah. Is he?
Yeah. You know who he is, you know.
Barack Obama?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, yeah, back from his holiday.
Yeah, yeah, but he was busy. He went to Ohio.
He was in Ohio, and he was...
See, you know that that has to be a crucial state, because I can't believe anybody would actually plan to come back from Hawaii in the first place. They'd go to be Ohio. Uh-huh. I'm just saying.
All of you know who I am.
That's right. That's exactly right.
That's right.
And if not, he's got that little thing on the front of his
podium. We cannot sustain.
Yeah. Oops.
Yeah. Was that my...
Yeah, that was your little thing.
And oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I like pie. You like pie, too?
Oh, yeah. He's one of the people, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, they've got this deal where... Very nice. It's called advise and consent, and that is that the president will make appointments, and if accepted by the Senate, then through the advise and consent process, that person is seated. Well, presidents learned... A long time ago. I mean, it hadn't been any, you know, go back to Reagan. They have what's called recess appointments.
Mm-hmm.
When Congress is in recess, then the president will kind of do an end run, okay? Slide one by him. And again, not anything new, because Reagan did about 30 a year. Bush 41 did 19 a year. Bill Clinton did 17. Bush 43 did 21 a year, and Obama has not done as many. He's done 10 per year, but he did one over the weekend.
Yes, he did, and introduced him yesterday.
He did. He introduced him yesterday, and, you know, do the do-nothing Congress and all that sort of stuff that he's been talking about. But the deal is, actually, the Senate has been in session. What they do is they have a senator walk out, stands there for 30 seconds, and then they gavel the Senate closed. But as long as you do that every 3 days, then basically the Senate is in session. So you couldn't have a recess appointment because technically they're not in recess. But the president went ahead and did that yesterday, named three guys to the National Labor Relations Board and this Cordray fellow who's a consumer protection person.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, but wanting to create a whole new agency.
Yes. And it specifically said that this director must be confirmed by Congress. It says it. It must be confirmed by Congress. So, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, Obama taught a little constitutional law. He's supposed to know that. And, of course, Charles Krauthammer has some great things. And he said, this is like a move from a banana republic. Mm-hmm. And we ain't talking the closed store.
I was going to say.
Yeah. So we'll see. There may be a little fighting that's going on. And, again... just kind of depends on who's in charge. The Republicans say it's a terrible thing because the Democrats are in charge of the Senate, but, you know, it's been the other way around, too. This one, however, may end up getting litigated. So, recess appointments. Boys and girls just having fun, just playing political games, which, of course, we enjoy so much. All right, there we go.
That's, it didn't cost us money.
Yeah. Oh, well, again, that's another. And every day it costs us money, even when they're not in session.
It's the time of year when cotton growers are making plans for the coming season. But growers, you're not alone. The Bayer Crop Science Sales Force and Agronomic Services team are ready to help you build a crop plan powered by industry-leading FiberMax varieties. Just call 866-99-BAYER to find your local sales rep and regional agronomist and turn this coming season into a true success story. Find your local sales rep and regional agronomist at 866-99-BAYER or FiberMax.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products,
Quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943. Producers on Texas north of 21 in Bryan or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
There's something magical about a young gardener with a plate filled with garden fresh produce. Truth is, there's something magical about anyone's garden fresh vegetables. Nothing tastes any better, and few family activities can be as rewarding. The fun fundamentals of vegetables right after this message. Get one of the few remaining copies of my 2012 Texas Gardening Calendar, the single publication that gives you all the details of when you need to do everything in your landscape and garden. More than 12,000 words telling you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. It will keep you right on track of doing the right things at the right times. Save one-third on the calendar by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Our magazine features Texas finance gardening authorities writing about landscapes and gardens in Texas. You're part of Texas. It's the best regional gardening magazine in America. You're going to save one-third on the calendar. You get the calendar, the full year of the magazine, and all that information, satisfaction guaranteed to every penny for just $38.95 plus $3 postage. But you need to call before we run out of calendars. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. If this is a year you're going to have a vegetable garden, start with a great location and start fairly small. It can be a 10 by 10 plot along the driveway, or it can be nothing more than a patio garden in pots. Have your garden close to the house where you can watch the plants carefully and harvest at the peak of perfection. Keep it of modest size, at least for the first year, so you don't wear yourself and your enthusiasm out. Full sun is almost essential, and so, Neil, what is full sun? And I answer, 8 hours or more. Only leaf and root vegetables will do as well in part sun as they will with all-day sunlight. Save yourself the frustration if your space is all covered with shade trees. Don't try to garden there. It's not going to work. Prepare the soil carefully. Most of us have been blessed with less than perfect Texas soils, and the fastest way we can make them great is by adding several inches of organic matter. Now, sources of organic matter, that could be sphagnum peat moss, compost, shredded pine bark mulch, rotted manure. Those are organic matter sources. Rototill all of that 6 or 8 inches into the existing soil and then rake your planting bed smooth. Now, there's one other thing that you might want to add if you're working a clay soil up, and that would be expanded shale. I like to use as much as 1 inch, half an inch to an inch of expanded shale, but not unless you put the organic matter in too. Choose only vegetables that your family likes. If you're not big on a particular crop, why spend the space and the effort on it? So go with the ones they like the best. Buy the best seeds or transplants you can find. This is not the place to cut corners. Buy them off an old seed rack in a hot place somewhere where they were out last summer, not a good plan. Buy from a reputable seed dealer or a good nursery or from a farm supply store, or buy by mail order. The same with your transplants. You wouldn't buy them by mail order, but buy from reputable growers. Texas A&M's horticulture website, Aggie Horticulture, has a lot of information on the best varieties for our state. Plant at the proper time, crop by crop. The timing will be really critical. If you're off by 2 weeks, you can ruin your crop. So you need to know that you start planting. The first things in would be snap peas and onions, and that's a couple of months before the average date of the last killing freeze. And then you have cold crops, and then leafy vegetables, and then the warm season vegetables. Watch your plants and tend to them regularly. Harvest most types when they are partially filled out. You don't want any 3-foot-long squash, so you need to know how to harvest. I'm Neil Sperry. Special pruning problem solved in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
It's Thursday morning. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. The first look at your sports is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. It's 6:53. Well, hope the Aggie women's basketball team didn't watch too much A&M football this season, because some of football's problems seemed to rub off on the basketball team last night in Manhattan, Kansas. Just like the football Aggies did in the Little Apple on November the 12th, the ninth-ranked A&M women lost a double-digit second-half lead and then lost the game in overtime.
On the court, the Aggies let Mariah White drive the length of the court and get a bank shot with 1.6 seconds left in OT to give Kansas State a 71-69 win over the defending national champs. The Aggs led by 11 with Kelsey Bones' layup to start the second half, but then later the Wildcats went on a 14-4 run to take the lead 5 minutes later. The game was tied four times after that, including at the end of regulation. A&M tied it at 69-all with Bones' bucket with 2 minutes and 3 seconds left in overtime, but that was A&M's final points of the game. K-State would make one more basket. That was White's winning drive to the hoop. It's first time A&M has lost a Big 12 opener since K-State beat them at Reed Arena in 2008. After the game, Associate Head Coach Vic Schaefer talked to Mike Wright.
It's a learning experience. You got to go home, get ready for OU, and got to do your best to play better.
Yeah, the 9-3 Aggies will try to regroup. They host Oklahoma Sunday at 2. Oklahoma women beat Iowa State 80-51 last night in Norman. Number one-ranked Baylor women beat Missouri handily 90-46. Also in women's play, Kansas beat Texas, and Texas Tech went to 13-0, beating Oklahoma State. The Aggie men's team will play their Big 12 home opener Saturday at 3 when they host Iowa State. The Cyclones beat Texas in Ames last night 77-71. Also in men's Big 12 play, Oklahoma State beat Texas Tech 67-59, and Kansas beat Kansas State in Lawrence 67-49. Former A&M coach Tim DeRuiter has just about completed his staff at Fresno State, and two of them are following him from A&M. Nick Toth is the new defensive coordinator and linebackers coach, and Aggie grad assistant and former A&M defensive back Jordan Peterson will be a defensive backs assistant for the Bulldogs. DeRuiter also landed former Southern Cal All-American and six-time Pro Bowler Tim McDonald to coach the Fresno secondary. Still no official word from A&M coach Kevin Sumlin about staff hirings for the Aggies. Texas Billy Lucci, who knows about these things, reports that one Sherman assistant, defensive line coach Terrell Williams, will be retained, and that coming over from Sumlin's University of Houston staff will be quarterback coach and offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury, the former Texas Tech quarterback, and he did confirm to the Houston Chronicle that he's coming to A&M. Also, Lucci says offensive line coach B.J. Anderson and running backs coach Clarence McKinney are coming, as well as former Kansas assistant David Beatty, but none of this is official yet. One bowl game last night, and it was more like a track meet, with West Virginia leaving Clemson in the dust. The Mountaineers scored 7 first-half touchdowns. They beat the Tigers 70-33 in the Orange Bowl. Geno Smith tied an all-time College Bowl record with 6 TD passes. Tavon Austin caught 4 of those. The Mountaineers finish at 10-3 as they get ready to head to the Big 12 next year. 4 bowl games left, but none today. On Friday night, Kansas State will meet Arkansas in the Cotton Bowl, and then a couple of minor Alabama bowls sneak into the bowl schedule. And, of course, the BCS Championship in New Orleans on Monday night, LSU meeting Alabama. And finally, the Eagle reports that some 80 men have applied for the head coaching job at Bryan High School with still 4 days left before the application deadline. Athletics Director Harry Francis told the paper that he expects to start interviewing candidates next week and hopes to have a new coach hired this month before the UIL realignment is announced on February 2nd. The Vikings are looking to replace Bob Ballard, who was asked to resign after 6 seasons as the head coach. That's your first look at sports. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson, Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. It's 6:57 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Call 1-800-FOR-ROOF. That's all you have to do. Get the best roof for your money. Save on energy too.
Hold everything. You've heard of their bulletproof roof guarantee, but now you can also get that same great guarantee when you purchase vinyl replacement windows from Schulte Roofing. Manufactured by Simonton, they offer a double lifetime transferable warranty and accidental glass breakage for 20 years. And it wouldn't be the bulletproof guarantee if I didn't tell you. If you're not 100% totally satisfied with your new vinyl windows, they're free. Call Schulte Roofing today for a free quote on vinyl replacement windows. 936-825-3690. That's 936-825-3690.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928 Twin City Coffee Service.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERA.
Fair skies and 44 degrees. First in news, weather, and sports. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. The Pentagon is being asked to do more with less, a $500 billion less, and President Obama is helping work up a strategy. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
President, in fact, going to the Pentagon today to take part in those budget strategy meetings. President's been playing a big role in the plan to streamline the military in this new era of tighter budgets and reassessing priorities in light of China's rise, global terrorism, and the rising threat of cyber warfare. President Obama may also hear about plans for the long-term move away from having the ability of the U.S. to fight two regional wars around the globe at once. Dave?
Rich, more blood has been shed in Iraq. Fresh sectarian violence leading about 60 dead. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin was in Baghdad for the last U.S. troop withdrawal, and he's following this live.
That's right. Bombs in Baghdad today hitting Shia neighborhoods, nearly 30 dead there, and Shia pilgrims apparently targeted in near simultaneous attacks in the south of Iraq. 30 dead there, many injured. No word who was behind these attacks, but suspicions falling on Sunni extremists. One Sunni political bloc is right now boycotting power, in part in protest at an arrest warrant for Iraq's most senior Sunni politician, the vice president. Dave?
Alistair, six police officers shot at a drug bust gone bad at Ogden, Utah, and this morning one of them died. Witnesses heard a lot of gunshots.
They were yelling at the suspect to show him their hands, you know, get down, get down.
The suspect was also wounded. The campaigning's underway this morning in New Hampshire. They're at a Rick Santorum event. He's hoping for an Iowa-like late surge, but Mitt Romney's got a big lead in the polls 5 days before the primary.
I think almost the entire establishment is rallying around Governor Romney to try to stop somebody who would genuinely change Washington.
Newt Gingrich keeping up his attacks. Flames have forced hundreds from their homes in Montana's Blackfeet Indian Reservation. Two wind-whipped wildfires have burned thousands of acres and destroyed several buildings. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The thing about hemorrhoids is, they don't just bother you at home. At the movies, they can make that chick flick even more painful to sit through. And in a restaurant, burning is one thing you don't want. So just carry Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. Preparation H Totables. The anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
I'm a teacher, and my kids keep me going all day. My feet needed help. I was using a gel insole when I heard about the ProFoot 2-ounce Miracle Insole.
Only the 2-ounce Miracle is made with custom-forming VitaFoam to keep your feet steady and comfortable. The 2-ounce Miracle insoles conform to the unique shape of your feet, just like custom orthotics. Plus, they cushion and support your feet for amazing comfort.
The lightweight 2-ounce Miracle insoles really help my feet.
Try the ProFoot 2-ounce Miracle insole, available at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and other fine stores.
Now that Christmas is over and you've got that huge TV you wanted, where are you going to put it? Well, let me tell you, Amish Furniture for Generations. Amish Furniture for Generations has the perfect entertainment center for you. They've got every type of entertainment center to fit your specific needs. From consoles to stereo cabinets, wall units, small and large, and complete home theater systems. And if they still don't have what you want, well, they'll custom build you one. And all for 10% off for the month of January. Every piece is handcrafted and made with special attention to all the details that transforms furniture into heirlooms. Experience Amish furniture for generations today and shop for the best selections or place your custom order. Amish Furniture for Generations, they're on East 29th Street in the Carter Creek Shopping Center. Amish Furniture for Generations. Furniture that lasts for generations to come.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987. Complete Nutrition.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
It's a night of artistry and revelry. The 2012 Opus Gala, Cirque du Opus. Saturday, January 28th at the Brazos County Expo. Enjoy French cuisine from Christopher's World Grill and the music of Emerald City. Tickets and sponsorships on sale now. And don't miss your chance to win a Rolex watch or a Marco Bichigo necklace from David Gardner's Jewelers. All proceeds benefit MSC Opus. Underwritten in part by American Momentum Bank. Don't miss Cirque du Opus, the 2012 Opus Gala. Get details online at Opus Gala.
Hi, this is Debbie at Bottom Line Bookkeeping, and yes, we are offering refund anticipation loans. That means you can get money in as little as 24 hours. No need to call. Just stop by 3501 South Texas Suite 100 in Bryan.
An RIL is a loan secured by your tax refund and is offered by Republic Bank and Trust Company to qualifying applicants and is available to ERC and ERD customers. If approved for an RIL, finance charge and credit investigation fee will apply. RIL proceeds are available within 24 hours of IRS acceptance. A tax refund administration fee and other fees may apply for the ERC and ERD and will be deducted from the customer's tax refund. Visit your tax preparer to learn about all filing and product options, including obtaining your refund without a loan and at no additional cost.
WTAW News Time, 7:06, 46 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high in the mid-60s. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Emotions are flaring after it was learned the weapon a South Texas 8th grader pointed at police before he was killed on Wednesday was a pellet gun.
Brownsville Police Detective J.J. Trevino says it looked like a Glock and that officers couldn't tell the difference when the teen pointed the weapon at them. He says Jaime Gonzalez was given plenty of opportunity to lower the gun, but did not.
I mean, it's a very sad situation for everyone all around.
He says before the shooting, the 15-year-old punched another boy at Cummings Middle School and said he was going to shoot at police. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
Jaime Gonzalez Sr., the dead boy's father, says police went too far.
They overreacted. I mean, I understand they looked like a gun. But, I mean, like, shooting him three times and then one in the head, I mean, that's unnecessary. He was a juvenile. He was a child, my child.
A recording of police radio traffic indicates the entire incident lasted only about 5 minutes. No one has found any reason why Gonzalez took the gun to school or engaged police. Some of more than a dozen men accused of taking part in a series of sexual assaults on an 11-year-old girl in Liberty County could be given trial dates today. The 14 men are scheduled to be in state district court in Liberty today for status updates. The men, along with six juvenile boys, face assault and abuse charges over the alleged 2010 incidents that happened over a period of months in Cleveland. Four of the juveniles and one of the adult men have previously pleaded guilty in that case. A one-vehicle accident about 7:30 Wednesday morning near the entrance of the Sanderson Farms processing plant in Bryan has left two people dead and one injured. Authorities say the driver, 74-year-old Fred Reed of Bryan, left the road as he drove along Shiloh Road and hit the concrete base of a light pole. Reed was pronounced dead at St. Joseph Bryan. His passenger and daughter, 32-year-old Mildred Reed of Bryan, was pronounced dead at the scene. Mildred Reed's 14-year-old nephew was in the back seat. He was injured, but his condition is not known. Also unknown is exactly what caused the accident, but the investigation continues. Expect delays traveling north on Highway 6 this morning, beginning about 8:30. The highway's northbound lanes between Southwest Parkway and Harvey Road will be closed to all traffic for approximately 3 hours. College Station police are reconstructing an accident that happened on Monday as part of, on Tuesday as part of their continued investigation. That accident involving a car hitting a 13-year-old boy. Vehicles will still be able to use the northbound Highway 6 frontage road. However, College Station police suggest you use alternate routes if possible. When it comes to the area of most frequent accidents in Bryan, it's not a major intersection that tops the list. Instead, Officer John Agnew says it's tied between the entry and exit points of two major retail centers.
We have probably over 1,500 reported accidents a year. So when we say the highest number was 22, and it was a tie for 2200 Briarcrest, which is the Walmart. And the other one was 700 East Villa Maria, which is HEB.
Agnew says most of those were rear-end collisions or one driver turning in front of another, turning in front of another oncoming vehicle. The possibility of changing to automated water meters for City of Bryan customers is just a sign of the changing technological times, if you ask Mayor Jason Byinski. He says any upfront costs to switch all customers' water meters will hopefully be worth it if the meters prove successful.
There may be an initial cost up front. We're hoping in the long term it's going to be more efficient. It's going to be a cost-saving measure to our citizens and be more accurate in the end.
BTU customers are already transitioning to automated meters, but there's no final decision on water meters yet. Byinski says council will likely discuss the topic at their upcoming retreat. And the Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley is helping another local organization. WTAW's Chelsea Reber tells us how.
With the Community Foundation's help, the Brazos Valley Food Bank has established an endowment fund to be professionally invested. The food bank's Teresa Mangapora says donating to the fund is another option for people to help the food bank.
If an individual was interested in maybe willing some money some sort of planned giving strategy that to the food bank, this is a good option for them because it's an endowment that is set up specifically for the food bank where we cannot touch the money except for the earnings on it.
Earnings from the fund will be used to support the food bank's operations, but Mangapora says the main reason for establishing and growing the fund is for future stability in case of an emergency. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 7:11, 46 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. More news coming up about 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zornemann Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zornemann Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zornemann Flooring today.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
Hi, my name's Chris Carson. I'm a framing contractor here in the Brazos Valley. I've been buying my vehicles from Mike Vivaldi for the last 8 years. The reason I shop with him is because he gives me the fairest deals and he makes it easy.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Spring-like warmth gets a chance to spread across the region over the next several days. Partial sun, 65 to 70 is where we're going to end up this afternoon. We certainly could use some more rain, but it's not in the forecast. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, 50 to 55. Partial sun for tomorrow, high 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows near 55. Mixture of sun and cloud Saturday with a high around 70. Looks like we could be warm right into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
In the NBA last night, the Spurs went over Golden State. The Mavericks won over Phoenix, and the L.A. Clippers beat the Rockets. We'll talk about that. Aggie women's basketball lose one in Manhattan last night. We got that and more coming up in sports.
That's right. You know, I was remiss this morning as we were doing birthdays.
Yeah.
We talked about how it's the 12th day of Christmas or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And also it's National Bean Day, which I think is one of our favorites.
Well, let's.
Yeah. And also in Memphis,
it's, too late.
It's Memphis. Evis's birthday celebration begins today.
When's his birthday?
Well, I don't know, but the celebration goes through Sunday.
Huh?
Oh, his birthday's in January.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it's the fifth. It's the fifth through the eighth here. So got that going on. I wanted to make sure we talked about that. So there used to be a long time ago,
January 8th.
Okay. Used to be a long time ago in Bryan,
uh-huh.
a Dunkin' Donuts. We had a Dunkin' Donuts, I believe, here.
That's right. They served them at Dunkin' Dining Hall. It's a little joke there.
Yeah. Starbucks might not be first in U.S. America much longer. Maybe like another decade. Dunkin' Donuts.
I heard this.
Yeah, they plan to become the nation's top coffee shop.
Yeah. They can double their...
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're talking... Now, Starbucks has over 12,000 stores in U.S. America right now.
Mm-hmm.
Dunkin' Donuts has 7,000. Okay, mm-hmm. So we'll see how.
Where
how
was
that
the
works
Dunkin' out. Donuts here?
Wasn't it on University?
Yeah, I can't. Somebody will know that. Somebody will know where that was.
I want to say it was here when I moved here in '84.
We're so. Right here. What's up?
Hey, how you doing? You guys going to be speaking to Mayor Barry this morning?
No, we talked to Mayor Bienski yesterday, so we'll be talking to Mayor Barry next week. Somebody will remember that.
Yeah.
Somebody will remember where the Dunkin' Donuts was. Anyway, they were here for a while, but you know, certainly at that point, Shipley's was very well established,
mm-hmm.
and there was a Winchell's Donuts too. Now the Winchell's was right there
near
Texas Avenue and North. And, yeah, exactly. Walter there making the donuts. Yeah, no. That's,
good morning, and time to make the donuts.
Hello.
Hello. Hey.
What?
I had a question for you to ask. You hung
well
up
then.
On me.
Well oh. then call me next week and we'll do it then. Okay. Thanks. I'm not going to do it now. We won't have the mayor on until next week.
That's right. We'll forget the question, buddy.
So so 14,000 Dunkin' Donuts stores. How's that? Everywhere.
And is it going to be like Starbucks was here? They're only available in one esoteric location,
yeah.
And then the next thing you know, there's nine of them?
Well, and it's an interesting situation because this was actually a challenge that Starbucks had to deal with about 5 years ago. There was a discussion of, can you have too many outlets?
Mm-hmm.
And you could go to a big city, and literally you would be able to go someplace and then go two blocks farther and there'd be another one or two blocks farther, kind of like post offices in big cities. So, yeah. I mean, they're everywhere. And does that then cause you to actually dilute your customer base? Do you grow your customer base just because you open more stores? And for a while, at least, it worked for them. I mean, that's kind of counterintuitive, but it worked for them. So we'll see how that. Ooh, here's great news for you. Next time you get stopped for a ticket or a warning from a police officer.
Right.
According to a study, and they say it's a small study, I don't know exactly how big, driving with a bad cold is like driving while you're wasted. Researchers found that a heavy cold could...
I don't weave when I have a bad cold.
That you know of.
Yeah, you could.
Most drunk people I've seen thought they were excellent drivers.
That's right.
I'm the best drunk driver you've ever seen.
You could be hallucinating. I have no idea.
Okay.
Researchers found that a heavy cold can decrease your driving ability by 50%. So, all right.
Yeah.
Just fine.
All right, sir, stand over there and sneeze into this.
Yeah. Raise your right foot, count backwards from 10.
Right.
10, 9, echo.
Exhibited this many clues, could not follow directions.
Okay, so now, what did we decide? Are you guys still doing the Facebook thing? Is that right?
Yeah.
Y'all do
the little Facebook.
Facebook users who are unhappy with the chat sidebar rolled out by the social network in July. Do you know what they're talking about here?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Should check out a new browser extension called Reface Chat. It is available from all the major browsers, and you can disable the chat sidebar if that's something that bothers you. I don't know that. I don't know what that is, so I just kind of thought I'd pass it on to y'all so you know, see if you want to do that. I can tell y'all are racing to do it right
oh,
now.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, 7:18, you're trying to keep your kids from eating fast food? Well, Melanie Hesketh Melanie Hasketh said her kids were getting hankerings for junk food, and now, if it happens, all she has to do is point to the kitchen counter of her Windsor, Ontario, Canada home. That's where an unwrapped cheeseburger is, and it turns one today.
And looks the same, doesn't it?
Yeah, see, that's it. Now, this is from a large Golden Arch restaurant. Mold, maggots, bacteria have all avoided this tempting meal, even though it sits in plain view. For Melanie's part,
obviously,
she says,
they don't have a dog.
Yeah, well, it's up on the counter. Maybe a little.
Obviously,
dog.
They don't have a dog.
Because the dog would have been planning by now.
Little dogs would have found a way by now.
Yeah, they'd have pushed the chair over and done that. She says, it makes me wonder why we choose to eat food like that, even when bacteria won't eat it. The meat patty is shrunk a little bit, but it still looks edible. And it smells slightly like a burger. Much hasn't changed. You ever take a shake from a fast food place and just set it over there and come back to it later in the day?
What does it do?
Well, just...
Does it render?
Yeah. No. But it what happens is the air moves out of it, and so it shrinks in volume. But, I mean, it's just pretty much there. And I don't think it looks very... And I believe it starts to separate. But that was years ago, and I don't even remember what I did with that after that. Threw it away. So...
And Scott came back and said... Hey, man, look what happened.
This is really something. Yeah.
So, did you hear about the contestant on Price is Right? Wait, I have accompanying music.
This is 2 days in a row we've had a TPIR
story. We have,
story.
As a matter of fact.
Yesterday was about Snoop Dogg.
Well, it's because it's Celebrity Week.
Okay.
And so that's why they are really pumping this thing. Anyway, so... Boy, that's annoying.
Ratings must be down.
Yeah. Destiny Ramsey came onto the show Wednesday. That's the contestant. And came closest to guessing the correct price of the digital camera. She took the standard excitement and did all that stuff and went to a new level. After Drew Carey called her on stage, she ran, shoeless, by the way, threw herself around him, knocking him up against a wall.
Yeah, he can be moved around a lot better now.
After a high five and a tight squeeze, Drew declared her the future Mrs. Carey, to which she said, that's a binding contract.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But her attention quickly turned to Neil Patrick Harris, who was guest hosting.
Honey, he ain't your type.
Chase stole my line.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. After watching the enthusiastic greeting, Harris hesitantly extended his hand. Destiny pulled him in and pinned him to the ground.
Oh my gosh.
Legs flailing atop as he jokingly played along.
I'm guessing Destiny's not a small girl.
You don't know. There was video. She's tall, but fairly average in weight. Yeah.
Oh.
I
was picturing a human bowling ball.
No, she was, I would say, height, weight proportionate probably, but nonetheless, as you said, his level of interest is probably reduced.
Yeah. Yeah. He was. So.
Anyway. All right. Now.
Probably asking if she had a brother.
Yeah. We could have been subtle, but that's okay. So now, Netflix. How are we doing with Netflix and Shea Murfay?
Oh, we love it.
Okay.
Yeah,
things are okay now. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Because they say they're still going strong. Hey, we're still relevant.
Well, again, I really think in our house we're the exception to a lot of people because we're just not movie people.
Okay.
I look at movies and I say, it's such a commitment. You know, what if I get 45 minutes into this and I lose interest? Well, that's 45 minutes of my life I'm not going to get back.
Sure. That's true.
Right.
The movie and TV streaming company announced yesterday that consumers watched more than 2 billion hours of streaming content in the fourth quarter of 2011.
I watched some just the other day on my computer. I don't do the mail-in thing anymore. Yeah. I don't do the DVDs in the mail-in thing, but I do watch, you know, the things that are available for immediate view.
Yeah.
Well, I'd never watched Friday Night Lights, and I started watching it the other day.
According to
season one.
Netflix, more than 20 million customers streaming video in U.S., Canada, and Latin America combined. But then today, for instance, I'm signing on to check my email from that I have in my Suddenlink account, and there's... What's that thing, Chase, you're the one who told me about the show where people do stunts and stuff. I forget what it's called. Anyway, that premiered last night, and it has a button right there to click to watch the episode right now on your computer. So even without Netflix, there's a whole – that I guess, is what's happening now. You talk about time shifting that we used to have with the old VCRs and we now have with DVRs, but there's so many ways just to take in video content now. that you don't have to even be sitting in front of your television. And thus, I guess that's what we're seeing. But Netflix says that they're still here, they're still alive, they're still kicking, despite that really, really bad decision they had about splitting up into two companies. 7:23.
Before James could guide his company to the top of the market, he had to get to the bottom of his company's benefits administration. That's when James found GNA Partners, who had just the solution he needed. $1 million employee without the $1 million salary. For the cost of less than one employee, GNA was able to fully customize, administer, and manage all of James's employee health and welfare plans. Today, James owns the market and a sweet new vacation home. It's time to grow with GNA Partners. Learn more about what GNA did for James and what we can do for you at milliondollaremployee.com.
Excuses are so easy, and all of us make them. How many excuses have you made about not losing weight, about not getting fit, about not getting off the couch? Let me introduce you to someone. I know somebody who can help you work through these excuses so you can get fit, you can feel better, you can be the person you want to be. Call my trainer, my personal trainer, Ashley Bergen at FitU, 492-1900. No more excuses. How easy is it to just place a phone call? Call Ashley Bergen at 492-1900.
It's the best time of the year for big football games, and you can enjoy the game in style with a new HDTV from Audio Video. Select from Sony, Samsung, LG, Panasonic, or Elite, and get the guaranteed best price, the only in-house service center, and the most knowledgeable sales staff. Combine new technology with old-fashioned service. Add the best prices and you have Audio Video. Sights and sounds for your eyes and ears. Audio Video, 909 University Drive behind David Gardner's Jewelers.
Hey, good morning. It's 725 Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. We've got some pretty nice weather out here as far as the temps are concerned for the next few days, and even a chance of showers as we begin next week. So, who could want for more, right? High temperature today, probably about 68 degrees. Low temperature tonight, not nearly as chilly as we have, about 49 degrees. 72 tomorrow, about 70 on Saturday. And then a 40% chance of rain on Sunday night, up to a 50% chance of rain during the day on Monday. Right now, fair skies, and it's 45 out there.
Tell all my friends that my dad's nice.
I tell all mine that he gives great prices.
I want everyone to know that Team of Navasota, we're really nice, and we always give a great price.
Like a 2011 F-150 from Team Ford for $18,988 or only $279 a month.
Nice price.
Or get a 2012 Ford Fiesta for $179 a month. If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike.
Team of Navasota, we're the home of the nice price.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Jimmy Carter, uncharacteristically quiet these past 3 years, has piped up with a little advice for Obama. He said, if your main goal is to get reelected, avoid a controversial subject as much as you can in the first term. Carter admitted that he alienated voters when he gave away the Panama Canal and when he established diplomatic ties with the Chi-Coms. Carter also said having a primary challenger, Senator Ted Kennedy, was a big handicap that Obama will not have. Jimmy is not grieving that Teddy has assumed ground temperature. As always, Jimmy is a day late and a few dollars short. He refuses even now to acknowledge the central reason for his defeat. The economy was in the tank because of him, his policies. The mainstream media, normally a house organ for Democrats, even came up with a new measurement for how bad the economy was under Carter, the misery index. Obama, as I predicted, is now finishing the second term of the Carter presidency. It's too late for Obama to avoid controversial subjects. He already alienated much of the electorate with his porculous spending and alienated the rest with Obamacare. But Obama's systematic destruction of the American economy, sector by sector, that's even more politically costly. America hasn't been this miserable since Carter. And like Carter before him, Obama is singularly responsible for slinging economic misery from one corner of America to the other. And come November, he ought to face the same verdict from voters that they gave Carter, and that is landslide defeat.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Are you looking for a permanent office solution for your home business, but you still have the budget constraints of a startup? Or maybe you need a business presence in another part of the country, but you're scared to make a move in this economy. Well, let me introduce to you an affordable officing solution, a Regis virtual office. All the benefits of a full-time office without the expense. You'll get a prestigious business address to call your own, an on-site receptionist to provide unlimited call answering, access to meeting rooms, and use of a private office. And if you've never heard of Regis, know this. Over 50% of Fortune 500 companies use Regis. Even Catherine and I use Regis for two if by T. Call Regis now, the new way to work. Find out how easy it is to set up a virtual office, either around the corner or around the world. Contact Regis today. Get 2 months free. Go to Regis.com/rush. That's R-E-G-U-S, Regis, or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
Howdy, this is Jason Bienski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Bienski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bienski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
WTAW News Time, 7:30, 46 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high in the mid-60s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Two people are dead in a one-vehicle accident Wednesday morning near Bryan's Industrial Park. It happened about 7:30 on Shiloh Road near the entrance to the Sanderson Farms processing plant. Authorities say 74-year-old Fred Reed of Bryan inexplicably left the road and hit the concrete base of a light pole. Reed was later pronounced dead at St. Joseph Bryan. His passenger and daughter, 32-year-old Mildred Reed of Bryan, was pronounced dead at the scene. Mildred Reed's 14-year-old nephew was in the back seat. He remains hospitalized, but his condition is not known. Authorities are still investigating the accident. A section of Highway 6 will be closed Thursday morning. That's this morning, starting at 8:30, so just about an hour from now. College Station police are closing the highway's northbound lanes between Southwest Parkway and Harvey Road for about 3 hours as they continue to investigate an accident from Tuesday involving a car that hit a 13-year-old boy. College Station police suggest you find alternate routes if possible, but if you have to travel north on Highway 6, you will have to exit at Southwest Parkway. You won't be able to re-enter the highway until you get past Harvey Road. If you think of the area of Bryan, you're most likely to get into a collision. A busy intersection may come to mind first, but it's actually a tie between the entry and exit points of two major retail centers. The 700 block of Villa Maria at HEB and the 2200 block of Briarcrest at Walmart tied with 22 reported accidents apiece last year.
Now, both of those are super high traffic areas. It's understandable to have collision rates up there. 22 is not a lot when you think about it.
Officer John Agnew says the accidents in those two locations are mostly minor.
Typically, it's people rear-ending someone. Or someone pulling out and not leaving enough space.
Agnew estimates there are about 1,500 accidents reported in Bryan each year. BTU customers are already seeing automated meters to report usage, and City of Bryan water customers may get the same thing. City Council is expected to address the subject at their upcoming retreat.
This is where technology is going. It's something we'll have to evaluate. We're looking at doing a retreat here in the next month or so, and those will be some of the items that we'll talk about and in the near future on the pros and cons of whether we should move forward with the AMI meters on the water side or hold off for a while.
Mayor Jason Byinski says any upfront cost associated with switching to automated water meters needs to be examined, but he says he hopes a possible switch will actually save money and be more accurate. A discovery made during the search for natural gas could give the U.S. a huge boost in oil production.
The controversial hydraulic fracturing is used to obtain natural gas. Texas Republican Congressman Joe Barton says that's not all it's being used for.
We're beginning to use hydraulic fracturing for oil production. If that continues, we could double oil production here in the United States, domestic oil production, in the next 3 to 4 years.
Ken Morgan, director of the TCU Energy Institute, confirmed that prediction.
To apply that now to these very, very tight rocks other than shales could be a significant boost in production.
He says there may be as many as 30 shale formations in the country that could produce oil. Chuck Schechner, TSN News.
Interior Secretary Ken Salazar is touting desalination as a weapon in the fight against drought and water shortages arising from population growth. Salazar called attention to the technology Wednesday in a visit to El Paso's desalination plant. He says the technology helps alleviate the chronic water woes of West Texas. He says such technology could also be an answer to the growing need for fresh water faced by other areas of Texas. The plant treats brackish water from deep underground to make it drinkable. El Paso's plant uses water from the local aquifer and treats it through reverse osmosis. And the Brazos Valley Food Bank is investing in its future. WTAW's Chelsea Reber tells us how.
The Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley has helped the food bank establish an endowment fund to help them respond to emergency needs, plan for the future, and sustain their everyday work.
It's a forever type fund where the earnings will be used to support operations, but in reality, the bulk of the funds are there for the future needs of the food bank.
The food bank's Teresa Mangapura also says this is a great new option for people to donate to the food bank. By donating to the fund, you can make sure your money is helping others far into the future. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is coming up on 7:35. This look at news brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
After I was diagnosed with cancer, I wanted the best course of treatment. My physician understood and arranged an appointment for me at St. Joseph. After talking with their radiation oncologist and then evaluating other facilities, I felt confident in choosing St. Joseph. For me, the very latest equipment and compassionate team were the St. Joseph difference. Learn why you should choose St. Joseph. Go to st-joseph.org.
It's the new year at Normandy Tractor with the largest Kubota rebates ever. Zero down payment, 0% financing, free delivery, trade-in opportunities, and a 3-year warranty. You just can't go wrong at Normandy Tractor. Buy a new Kubota L3200 DT 4-wheel drive 32 horsepower tractor now with a Kubota front end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, and 5-foot box blade for only $15,249 cash, or finance it for only $217 per month. Be sure to check out the new Kubota MX 5100F 52 horsepower tractor with Kubota front end loader. Only $18,795 or $263 a month. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find the biggest end-of-the-season inventory reduction sale on all Kubota riding lawnmowers. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, buy from Normandy Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Brown & Company Insurance Services has been one of the area's leading providers of life insurance, health insurance, and employee benefits for over 30 years.
Given today's environment, there's never been a better time to review your insurance needs. I'm Sharon Brown with Brown & Company Insurance Services. Please call me for a complete review of your coverage at 694-6900 or visit our website at bcins.net.
7:37. Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Spring-like warmth gets a chance to spread across the region over the next several days. Partial sun, 65 to 70 is where we're going to end up this afternoon. We certainly could use some more rain, but it's not in the forecast. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, 50 to 55. Partial sun for tomorrow, high 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows near 55. Mixture of sun and cloud Saturday with a high around 70. Looks like we could be warm right into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Coming up in sports, we will talk about Aggie basketball. It was not good news from Manhattan, Kansas last night. The ninth-ranked Aggie women lose to K-State. The Aggie men will play their Big 12 home opener on Saturday. We got that and more coming up in sports.
So one of the stories that Chase had this morning, it's interesting how you can take the same story and maybe look at it from a different perspective. Joe Barton, fighting Texas Aggie, our former congressman, talking about how this fracking thing is really making things happen, right? I mean, he says this is a big deal. This is really helping oil and gas production. The other side?
Uh-huh.
Burning our water. Yeah. Well, a seismologist investigating a series of minor earthquakes near Youngstown, Ohio, says they're almost certainly caused by gas drilling. More specifically, the injection well used to dispose of wastewater from oil and gas drilling. Since last March, there have been 11 earthquakes near the injection well, with the last and largest being a 4.0 on Saturday. Hmm. That's what we're talking about right there. So it says here, injection wells have been proliferating in Ohio, plus the fact that there's a bunch of more of them. And they are currently looking at not doing any more of that stuff.
Ah.
So wastewater wells have been suspected of quakes in Arkansas, Colorado, and Oklahoma. Once again, same story from a different perspective. We're going to die! See how that works out. So, a sports organization in Maine is in some hot water. New York Post says the U.S. Olympic Committee is suing organizers of the Redneck Olympics.
Oh, really?
Basically, officials want the rednecks to stop using the word Olympics. And they're using a similar five-ring Olympic-style logo for their event. I don't know if they're pull tabs or what. But the redneck games feature such crowd favorites as toilet seat horseshoes.
Uh-huh.
No word on whether they plan to comply with the Olympic demands. Now, this isn't the only redneck Olympics, right? Maybe they're redneck games someplace else. But I guess we got a cease and desist thing going on from the Olympic people.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to have any fun anymore.
I know.
When was the last time we had a David Hasselhoff story?
It's been too long. It's like Wolf Brand Chili.
Okay, here we go. British scientists have named a new species of crab after David Hasselhoff.
Well, good.
No, the Krabby Hoff?
It's just called the Hoff because the crustacean has a hairy chest.
Oh,
the creature was found near volcanic craters along the East Coast. The Hoff is actually the animal's nickname. Researchers haven't actually decided on his formal scientific name, which I wouldn't be able to pronounce anyway. But, so we'll go with
it. Is he the only guy with a hairy chest, though? I mean, why did he? Yeah.
No, I don't think so. But
Kramer has a hairy
chest.
Sure,
yeah, but not sure. Clearly, the sensible thing to do in a domestic dispute is to destroy your boyfriend's TV set with a machete. That's what Elsa Marcano did. Nailed her ex-boyfriend's TV and several pieces of furniture. Did I mention she's 17? Damaging them significantly, I can imagine. She was arrested. Several charges. She remains in jail. Did I mention she's 17?
How old's her boyfriend?
I don't know. Got a machete. Old enough to own a TV set. That's all I can tell you. All right, so here we go. Here's today's question.
Okay.
Got our lawsuit going on. This has to do with a Chicago area police officer's common sense. He tracked down a woman that he had ticketed for speeding and left a note asking her out on a date. Stickney, Illinois, police officer Chris Collins went to the woman's apartment, placed a note on her car that read, "It's Chris, that ugly bald cop who gave you that ticket. I know this may seem crazy, and you're probably right, but truth is, I have not stopped thinking about you since. I don't expect a girl as attractive as you to, well, even go out with a guy like me, but I was figuring I'd take a shot anyway." He concluded by saying, "I did cost you $132. The least I can do is buy you dinner."
Son, where to begin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's extremely poor judgment, and you really didn't sell yourself very well either.
Yeah, and she's filed suit. obviously improper. And the way that they, and of course, the lawsuit says that the note has caused the plaintiff to suffer great fear and anxiety. Plaintiff could not believe the officer would use his access to her personal information to find her home and stalk her. Now, my thought is that probably he could have just copied her address down when he was writing the ticket. I mean, I don't know. And written down her license number so he'd remember what the car was. But Chris's sister has come to his rescue.
Well, good for her.
Tiffany Collins defended her brother in the comments section of a local Chicago TV station's report. She says Chris is a perfect gentleman, he never meant any harm, and that she's overreacting and giving women, quote, a bad name, end quote. Oh, so it's her fault. Now, for her part, this girl has, she's listed on whitepages.com, has a Facebook page and a personal page on My Life. So, I mean, it's out there somewhere. You can find her. But, again, and I don't know that he broke a federal law. If he, in fact, went in and accessed the database, then you're violating a federal law. But there's no telling whether he did that or not. Again, he just could have written it off of her driver license. But there you go. Put that right there. Do you remember the story? And that brings to mind. Do you remember the guy who proposed to the girl at the UCLA basketball game? They did it on the in-house TV system. She turned him down.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I've seen that on YouTube before.
Yeah, it went viral. No, it did. It went viral.
Yeah, so, yeah, but unless it's a new one, it's been up there a while.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, that's right. But once again.
Yeah. Matter of fact, you can go to YouTube and type in proposal fails.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see all kinds of
them.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah. Uh-huh. Once again, males using bad judgment.
Yeah.
What are the chances that would ever happen?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
yeah.
Got that.
Yeah, I've done that. I've typed in proposal fails. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, there we go. Uh-huh. All right, here's our list of banished words. The PR director of Lake Superior State University, Bill Rabe, has put together his list. Been doing this actually since 1975. They all got together at a New Year's Eve party and decided what the words should be that they would not use anymore. The words,
okay.
Basically because of misuse, overuse, and general uselessness. The word receiving the most nominations this year was amazing. So that's number one for the most overused word.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
Number two phrase, thanks, is a baby bump.
Wow. What?
Yeah.
Well, what else are you going to say? You're starting to get
bulge?
Pregnant there.
Yeah.
Really. I think baby bump's just a fine description of it.
I wait to hear from the woman directly before I say anything.
Yeah, that's true. No, that's exactly right. Yeah.
Right.
Until she is actually getting into the car to head in to the delivery. Anyway, shared sacrifice. Because there's no way to come back from that.
No.
There is no way to recover.
That is permanent damage.
Yeah. Number three is shared sacrifice. Number four is occupy. Number five is blowback. Number six is man cave. Seven, the new normal. Eight, pet parents. Nine, win the future. Win the future?
Oh.
And number 10, trickeration?
Trickeration.
What does that mean?
Well, it's used in sports a lot. You know, they do the flea flicker, reverse flea flicker, throw back to the quarterback. Oh, a little trickeration there.
Oh, so a team has trickability if they do that a lot, right?
Really?
Yeah, I guess so.
This is like play-by-play guys?
Yeah.
I guess I'm not watching as much sports as I used to. Have you used that? Have you?
I think I have. I was going to say a really bad play-by-play guy who does high school sports in Central Texas has probably used that once or twice.
And number 11.
My apologies to the Brian High fans.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, we're using trickeration again. Yeah.
Turn that off.
Does Campbell call you on that? I hope he doesn't.
Hey, he calls me on a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
so. But I call him on a lot of stuff, too.
And number 11 is ginormous. Ginormous.
Oh, man, I like ginormous.
Ginormous. Well, you can keep using any of these.
That's bigger than big, than giant.
You could say your amazing baby bump is ginormous, right?
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Are you suffering from mild to moderate acne? Then Omnilux Combination Light Therapy is for you. The Omnilux procedure utilizes LED technology to stimulate your body's natural processes to heal and rejuvenate skin. The procedure lasts about 20 minutes and will leave you with a clearer and smoother complexion. Omnilux is effective for both men and women of any age and skin type. The light's safe and harmless to your skin and is completely pain-free. For more information on the Omnilux procedure, call Child's Dermatology Clinic today at 696-4444.
New marital problems are as devastating as infidelity. An affair doesn't simply break marital trust, it shatters it. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Victims of an affair often feel an overwhelming sense of suspicion toward their spouse. Everything is interpreted through the lens of betrayal. Their spouse's choice of clothing, their phone conversations, even the slightest deviation from their daily routine. In fact, the paranoia can be so intense that many spouses will check in on their partner repeatedly throughout the day in an attempt to monitor their every move. To someone who's been emotionally devastated, such behavior seems rational. It's an attempt to harness control over circumstances that seem wildly out of control. The trouble is, it weakens them. Tracking your spouse's every movement will keep you trapped in a cycle of fear and suspicion, which will only drive you into deeper depression and higher levels of stress. A healthy solution is to reach out for support from a counselor, family members, and friends, and learn to accept you can't control your spouse. If you're in this situation, releasing control of your spouse may sound terrifying, but the reality is there's only one person you can control, you. Coming to terms with this reality can only strengthen you, and it will allow you to devote your energy to moving forward in life with dignity and healing, and hopefully save your marriage in the process. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The best part of running my small business? Definitely spending hours on payroll.
I like being my own boss, but I love learning about tax codes.
I started this whole restaurant as an excuse to do payroll paperwork.
Ah, the joys of payroll. Hours spent on paperwork that should be spent on your business. That's why over 1 million small business owners use Intuit Payroll. It makes paying employees and filing tax forms quick and easy. See for yourself with a 30-day free trial of Intuit Payroll. Learn more at payroll.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Thursday morning. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take another look at sports. Another tough night in Manhattan, Kansas for the Texas A&M women's basketball team. Yep, they've lost twice there in 2 years now. The Aggie women lost there last year. It was the only team other than Baylor to beat them last year. And now the Aggies are 0-1 in the Big 12 for the first time since Kansas State beat them at Reed Arena in 2008. It was overtime yesterday. On the court, the Aggies let Mariah White drive the length of the court and get a bank shot with 1.6 seconds left in OT. And that gave Kansas State a 71-69 win over the defending national champions. The Aggies had an 11-point lead with Kelsey Bones' layup to start the second half, but then a basket later, K-State went on a 14-4 run to go up by one. That was just 5 minutes later. The game was tied four times after that, including at the end of regulation. A&M tied at 69-all with Bones' bucket with 2:03 left in overtime, but that was A&M's final points of the game. K-State would just score one more time, and that was White's winning drive to the hoop. After the game, Associate Head Coach Vic Schaefer visited with Mike Wright.
The second half, they shot the ball obviously a lot better than they did the first. I thought the key to the game was two things. One, us turning the ball over to start the second half. And then two, when Carter had the Charlie horse and came out, we were up five. Yeah. By the time we got her back in, it was either 1 point or tied. You know, it's certainly disconcerting to play that hard and be in that kind of game and, you know, shoot free throws like we did, 10 for 19 on the road. those are things that, those are little intangibles that you got to do. You know you're never going to go in somebody else's building, just shoot it real good.
9-3 Aggies will try to regroup to host Oklahoma Sunday at 2.
It's a learning experience. You got to go back, go home, get ready for OU, and got to do your best to play, you know, play better.
Oklahoma beat Iowa State 80-51 last night in Norman. Number one ranked Baylor women beat Missouri 90-46. Also in women's play, Kansas beat Texas, and Texas Tech went to 13-0 for the season. They beat Oklahoma State. Aggie men's basketball team will play their Big 12 home opener Saturday at 3 o'clock when they host Iowa State. The Cyclones will come in on fire as they beat Texas in Ames last night, 77-71 in their home Big 12 opener. Also in men's play last night in the Big 12, Oklahoma State beat Texas Tech 67-59. And a big win in Lawrence, Kansas as Kansas beat K-State 67-49. Former A&M interim football coach Tim DeRuiter has just about completed his staff at Fresno State, and two of those are following him from A&M, it was announced yesterday. Nick Toth is the new defensive coordinator and linebackers coach, and Aggie grad assistant and former A&M defensive back Jordan Peterson will be a defensive backs assistant for the Bulldogs. DeRuiter also landed former Southern Cal All-American and six-time Pro Bowler Tim McDonald to coach the Fresno secondary. No official word yet from A&M coach Kevin Sumlin about the staff hirings for the Aggies. Tex-Aggs Billy Lucci, though, reports that one Sherman assistant, defensive line coach Terrell Williams, will be retained, and that coming over from Sumlin's Houston Cougar staff will be quarterback coach and offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury, the former Texas Tech quarterback from New Braunfels. He confirmed that he's coming to Aggieland with the Houston Chronicle. Also, Lucci says offensive line coach B.J. Anderson and running backs coach Clarence McKinney is coming, as well as former Kansas assistant David Beatty, but nothing official from Sumlin or A&M yet on that. There was a bowl game last night, and it was a runaway. Yeah, Clemson was favored by 3 over West Virginia, but it was all Mountaineers. They scored 7 first-half touchdowns, 49 points. Ended up beating the Clemson Tigers 70-33 in the Orange Bowl. Geno Smith tied an all-time College Bowl record with 6 touchdown passes. Tavon Austin caught 4 of those. The Mountaineers finish at 10-3 as they get ready to head to the Big 12 next year. There's 4 bowl games left, but there's none today. Tomorrow night, Kansas State will meet Arkansas in the Cotton Bowl in Arlington. Then there's a couple of minor Alabama bowls that sneak into the schedule. Pitt meeting SMU in the BBVA Compass Bowl at Birmingham Saturday. And Arkansas State meets Northern Illinois in the GoDaddy.com Bowl in Mobile on Sunday. But then the BCS Championship in New Orleans with LSU meeting Alabama on Monday night. For number one, LSU is just a short drive south. For number two, Alabama, a quick plane flight. They're both in New Orleans now to prepare for the Monday night game at the Superdome. The Tigers and the Crimson Tide were greeted by brass bands and some fans already in place for Monday's first ever championship featuring teams from the same conference. Alabama coach Nick Saban says when it comes to competition, this is about as good as it gets. LSU nipped Alabama 9-6 in overtime in November. Dirk Nowitzki had 20 points in his 1,000th NBA game to lead the Dallas Mavericks to a 98-89 victory over the Phoenix Suns last night. Tony Parker scored 10 points in the fourth quarter to help the San Antonio Spurs beat Golden State last night 101-95. And Blake Griffin scored 22 points last night as the L.A. Clippers cruised to a 117-89 win over the Houston Rockets. And the Eagle reports that some 80 men have applied for the head coaching job at Bryan High School with still 4 days left before the application deadline. Athletics Director Harry Francis told the paper that he expects the interviews to start next week and hopes to have a new coach hired by the end of the month or recommended to the Board of Trustees. That would be before the UIL realignment is announced on February the 2nd. And that's your look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turpeville at 756. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hallmark Cleaners has been serving the Brazos Valley for over 14 years with the same local management with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations. Competitive pricing without compromising quality is our goal. Hallmark Cleaners offers same day, in by 9, out by 5, and drive-through convenience with courteous and personal service. With 4 convenient locations to serve you in Bryan College Station, with the newest on Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, and 1 in Navasota, you know you can count on the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners.
Folks everywhere know that FiberMax cotton means high yields, longer fiber, and remarkable quality. But what they might not know is that for cotton growers like me, FiberMax makes a global impact. You see, the cotton I raise right here is in demand by buyers
from mills worldwide, like me. Our mills specify the quality of FiberMax, and we come to America to secure it. So this season,
plant high-yielding FiberMax cotton from Bayer Crop Science, and weave a global connection of quality that is pure FiberMax.
I tell all my friends that my dad's nice.
I tell all mine that he gives great prices.
I want everyone to know that Team of Navasota, we're really nice, and we always give a great price.
Like a new Dodge Quad Cab from Team Dodge starting at $19,988.
Nice price.
Or get 0% interest for 60 months on Jeep Wrangler.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike.
Team of Navasota, we're the home of the nice price.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW, a couple of minutes still. So you're riding a bus down to the national championship game for football, huh?
Yeah. You're riding a bus. And yesterday I heard Chip Howard, who has that little sports show.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
He says on the air that actually, I didn't see this, but ESPN evidently had a helicopter live following the bus down the road.
Why?
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. I mean, have we gone too far?
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened a while back, but yes.
Yeah. And evidently, what's a blonde girl?
Aaron Andrews. Your buddy.
Yeah, my buddy. Yeah. Oh, I shouldn't say what's her name. She's my buddy. Yeah. She was on the bus, evidently. So I'm sure we'll be seeing recorded features from that.
And I'm sure there was nothing unseemly said or spoken.
And then what if they flew from Tuscaloosa? That takes, what, about 22 minutes, probably?
Probably so, yeah, up and down. Huh?
Yeah. Y'all sit down back there. We'll be there in a minute. They go ahead and take an otter. They didn't go for the jet. They go for the prop job to do that.
Right. Water landing there on the river.
Okay. And I don't forget what the highway is on from Baton Rouge to New Orleans, but I mean, is it 10?
Okay. Yeah.
It's four lanes divided. It's not like anything unusual is going to happen. Yeah. Look, watch, they're going over a bridge. Oh, they cleared the bridge.
Well, and that's just it. There's nothing.
Statue. So he's probably like, 200 feet from them. So now let's go to an inside here in New Orleans.
There we go.
That's fine. It's all about college football. And again, it's amateur sports. So 8 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Brian.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He barely won in Iowa, but Mitt Romney has a big lead in the New Hampshire polls, so he keeps attacking President Obama.
He has been over his head as it came to leading the country.
But the other Republican candidates have 5 days left to chase Romney before the New Hampshire primary. Fox News Radio's Marga Bassett live in Manchester.
Dave, fresh off his surge in Iowa, Rick Santorum kept up his social conservative message here in Manchester this morning.
What makes us great is the concept that each and every one of us have rights given to us by God.
Mitt Romney splits his day after his event in Salem this morning. He heads to South Carolina for a rally in Charleston. John Huntsman, who skipped Iowa hoping to gain ground here, has a couple events on the seacoast. Newt Gingrich is holding a town hall in Plymouth at this hour. Dave?
Marga, unemployment lines got a little shorter again last week. First-time jobless claims down to 372,000, the fourth decline in the last 5 weeks. President Obama today goes to the Pentagon to work up a new strategy amid big budget cuts. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the Pentagon.
What the president is personally unveiling with Pentagon officials is his new vision for a leaner military operating with significantly less financial resources. Having called for about $490 billion in defense cuts over 10 years, this new vision would see the Army reduced to under 500,000 soldiers and other programs cut or delayed, such as the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter. The president is said to have been personally involved in the decision, and he has much at stake here politically. Dave?
Mike, Hosni Mubarak should be hanged. That's what Egypt's prosecutor says at the former president's trial. He also wants the death penalty for Mubarak's security chief and 6 police commanders, also facing charges in the killings of protesters during last year's uprising. Another round of bombings in Iraq have left about 60 dead. He was among the injured in the first wave of sectarian attacks in Baghdad. Another bombing later in southern Iraq also targeted Shiites. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Introducing the reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's the most technologically advanced Camry ever. With the available Entune multimedia system, you can access apps like iHeartRadio, which gives you more than 750 radio stations from around the country. The reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's ready. Are you? Learn more at toyota.com/Camry.
Be sure to obey traffic regulations and maintain awareness of road and traffic conditions. Not available on all models. Data charges may apply. See toyota.com/Anton for details.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount. A discount for the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hello, Joe Orsak at Marble Craft. If you're in need of a new shower or bathtub surround, and you'd like to eliminate those hard-to-clean grout lines and have a surface that is beautiful, durable, and will last a lifetime, let Marble Craft provide you with the solid granite, natural marble, or travertine wall panels. We can also provide you with the matching tub deck and vanity tops. For over 12 years, Marble Craft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let us help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our show. Room at 702 West Carson in Bryan.
This is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
This is Jim Swayze. You know how every prediction seems to be followed by a suggestion, like, it'll probably rain, better not wash the car. So when I heard they're predicting an exceptionally cold winter, I suggested to Jenny that we head to Half Price Books and stock up on some great cozy up-to-the-fire reads. When it's downright chilly, it's right down to Half Price Books for us. Around our house, stacks of seasoned wood and seasonal books pile up faster than all our New Year's resolutions. And when the kids come in from the cold, some hot cider and a wonderland of warm stories do the trick. They love Half Price Books. There's just something about real books. Thumbing through the pages, peeking to see how close you're getting to the end, it gets you as wrapped up as a cat in a quilt. And when almost everything's half price or less, the whole family can really stock up for the winter. Half Price Books. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. In their new location on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at hpp.com.
Tired of the same old song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there's a choice. America's Choice. Founded in 1995, America's Choice certified roofing crews have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. All types of roofing, from composition to metal. Check out all their products at americaschoiceroofers.com. For quality workmanship and affordable prices, make the right choice. America's Choice Roofing. Call for a free estimate today at 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-569-7600.
WTAW News Time, 8:05, 48 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high in the mid-60s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A one-vehicle accident about 7:30 Wednesday morning near the entrance of Sanderson Farms Processing Plant in Bryan has left two people dead and one injured. Authorities say the driver, 74-year-old Fred Reed of Bryan, left the road as he drove along Shiloh Road and hit the concrete base of a light pole. Reed was pronounced dead at St. Joseph Bryan. His passenger and daughter, 32-year-old Mildred Reed of Bryan, was pronounced dead at the scene. Mildred Reed's 14-year-old nephew was in the back seat. He was injured, but his condition is not known. Also unknown is exactly what caused the accident, but the investigation continues. Expect delays traveling north on Highway 6 this morning, starting about 8:30, so just about 25 minutes from now. The highway's northbound lanes, between Southwest Parkway and Harvey Road will be closed to all traffic for about 3 hours. College Station police are continuing their investigation into the accident in which a car hit a 13-year-old boy Tuesday evening. Vehicles will still be able to use the northbound Highway 6 frontage road, but police suggest you find alternate routes if possible. When it comes to the area of the most frequent accidents in Bryan, it's not a major intersection that tops the list. Instead, Officer John Agnew says it's tied between the entry and exit points of two major retail centers.
We have probably over 1,500 reported accidents a year. So when we say the highest number was 22, and it was a tie for 2200 Briarcrest, which is the Walmart And the other one was 700 East Villa Maria, which is HEB.
Agnew says most of those were rear-end collisions or one driver turning in front of an oncoming vehicle. The possibility of changing to automated water meters for City of Bryan customers is just a sign of the changing technological times. If you ask Mayor Jason Byinski, he says any upfront costs to switch all customers' water meters will hopefully be worth it if the meters prove successful.
There may be an initial cost up front. We're hoping in the long term it's going to be more efficient. It's going to be a cost-saving measure to our citizens and be more accurate in the end.
BTU customers are already transitioning to automated meters, but there's no final decision on water meters yet. Byinski says City Council will likely discuss that at an upcoming retreat. Texas Democrats say they're getting a surprising boost from Governor Perry's presidential campaign.
Anthony Gutierrez with the Texas Democratic Party says the longer the governor stays on the campaign trail, the better it is for his party.
I mean, every time he does something crazy, we're able to raise money off of that stuff. There's really nothing but good that comes from it the longer he stays in the race, especially since now we're assured that there's no way he's going to end up winning this thing.
He adds, until Perry gives it up, Republicans back home will have to defend his increasingly extreme positions, like keeping the state from dipping into its savings account to avoid making drastic cuts to public education. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
Some of the more than a dozen men accused of taking part in a series of sexual assaults on an 11-year-old girl in Cleveland could be given trial dates today. The 14 men are scheduled to be in a state district courtroom in Liberty for status updates. The judge said last month he expected to announce trial dates at the hearing. The men, along with six juvenile boys, face assault and abuse charges over the alleged 2010 incidents that happened over a period of months in Cleveland. Four of the juveniles and one of the adult men have previously pleaded guilty in that case. And back here at home, the Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley is helping another local organization. WTAW's Chelsea Reber tells us how.
Anthony Gutierrez with the Texas...
Sorry, Barbara, you've had your turn. Here's Chelsea.
With the Community Foundation's help, the Brazos Valley Food Bank has established an endowment fund to be professionally invested. The food bank's Teresa Mangapora says donating to the fund is another option for people to help the food bank.
If an individual was interested in maybe willing some money... or through other some sort of planned giving strategy that to the food bank, this is a good option for them because it's an endowment that is set up specifically for the food bank where we cannot touch the money except for the earnings on it.
Earnings from the fund will be used to support the food bank's operations, but Mangapora says the main reason for establishing and growing the fund is for future stability in case of an emergency. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time, 810, 48 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news coming up at 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Jeff Smith, General Manager of Pioneer Steel. We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. At Pioneer Steel, we understand this, and when you walk in our door, you're not just another customer. You're a new relationship that extends much beyond that. Family-owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve you with the highest quality products and personalized service. For all your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, trust Pioneer Steel.
Pioneer Steel, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
You've heard me talk for years about Suddenlink business phone service and internet. I use it in my business. I've been using it again for years because saves you money and you've got the dependability of Suddenlink. Plus, they've got special pricing bundles that you can put together that'll fit your business just fine. Unlimited started for phone service starting as low as $29.95. That's unlimited local and U.S. long distance calling. Plus, you get the features call waiting and caller ID, three-way calling, and more. And you get to keep the equipment you've already purchased. And most importantly, you get to keep the same phone number. You don't have to worry about that. But then when you bundle and you've got the high-speed internet as well, that really makes it an extra special value. If you've had DSL before, you know that can be problematic. Quite often, if you've talked to somebody who's had that experience, because I tried that thing, tried doing the satellite deal, that didn't work. When I found Suddenlink, I knew that was exactly the way to go for me. Probably is for you, too. So here's the number to call. It's 903-939-7245. 903-939-7245. Have your phone bill nearby, and that way you can give it to Regina or one of her staff, give them the information, and they can show you exactly the savings that you can be looking at. Bundle and save for your business with Suddenlink. high-speed internet and phone service. 903-939-7245.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
813 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Much of the central part of the country will see above normal temperatures today, and we won't be an exception to that rule. It'll be partly sunny and in the mid and upper 60s as we head through the afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, lows will be in the lower 50s. Friday, partial sunshine, highs in the lower 70s. Friday night, partly cloudy, temperatures ending up in the mid-50s. Saturday, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, temperatures on Saturday in the lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, you know, not telling the truth to the police just more often than not going to get you in trouble, especially when you get caught. So if you're going to lie to the police about your identity, you might want to think twice about who you pretend to be.
Okay.
32-year-old lady in Utah arrested for shoplifting. When police asked her name, she allegedly claimed to be the actress who played Rudy Huxtable on The Cosby Show.
Oh.
Obviously, it didn't take police long to figure out she was an imposter. The real Rudy is Keisha Knight Pulliam.
Right.
Currently appearing on Tyler Perry TV show on TBS. Maybe it was just the first name that jumped into her head.
So, it's an odd first name.
Yeah, it is. So, don't know. Not sure. Vera Wang, you heard of her?
Mm-hmm.
Know what she did before she was doing that wedding dress stuff?
Delivering pizza.
No. Used to be a competitive figure skater.
Really?
Yeah. Women's Wear Daily says that Vera's going to put it all together. She's going to have her figure skating in Harlem show for her nonprofit group. Now, they're going to make the models go out there on skates. That could be kind of fun. Watch them fall down and go boom.
Whoa.
Yeah. Legs flying. Oh, speaking of legs flying, Kirstie Alley.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of women.
Kirstie Alley. Well, yeah, but she's trying to lose weight.
I know.
She's 100 pounds.
She's lost weight.
Yeah.
Actress says that keeping up that tough schedule that she learned from Dancing with the Stars, not easy. But she plans to boogie down for the next 100 days. Loves to do the Argentine tango.
Yeah, don't we all?
Plans to take a trip to Argentina to celebrate. Hopes that John Travolta and Jonathan Knight will be her partners. I don't know. Who's Jonathan Knight?
I don't know.
Okay. We know who John Travolta is.
Yeah.
John's a little old to be cutting a rug. But nonetheless, we'll see how that works out for them.
You can tell by the way I use my walk.
That's right. This used to be dancing.
Yeah.
Yep. After a pretty bad...
And then those words nobody understands. Yeah. Yeah.
After a pretty bad 2011, some analysts predicting that the 2012 box office will be a little uptick. Maybe, we'll see, but movie ticket prices are going to go up. Tickets in the nation's priciest market, that's New York City, these days going for as high as $13 a pop.
Whoa.
Yeah. Now, but what do you think, a sliding scale? I mean, would you pay $15 to see that, and then that way you could pay $7 for Saw 7? I mean,
how would they vouch for it? You'd have to have some sort of identification card, and then that'd need to be run by the government, and that's not good.
Can't be doing that, not sure. But anyway, thought that'd be interesting. Okay, so today's, you know, every once in a while we try to give you something that you can, as you get your cup of coffee, lean against the burlap cubicle of the person next to you and give them an amazing fact.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And they're always thrilled
they are
to see you.
So what is so special about the word swims?
Swims.
Yeah. Okay, here it is. When you type the word swims in capital letters, and then you turn your computer screen upside down,
it still says swim.
Oh, I mean, darn. How about that?
So as you lean on their cubicle, go and violently grab their monitor.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, the old days, you could just type this on a piece of paper and then pull the paper out and turn it upside down and show it to somebody. But now you actually have to be able to rotate their computer screen 180 degrees to do that.
Probably won't have the same effect as when you show them that they could spell hello on a calculator.
Yeah, right. Well, you could do Shell Oil also.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Another word, too, I'd get in trouble for
saying
that.
Yeah, I know we say that. All right, all that said, now it's time to find out about things. City of Bryan and Alan Brugman's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing very good.
Wonderful. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, glad to have you here. So what's happening?
All right, well, we're accepting nominations for the 2012 Bryan ISD Hall of Honor.
Okay.
We did that last August, the first inaugural class. We inducted 8 folks who were Bryan ISD graduates who have gone on to productive, respective careers.
Some notoriety of
sorts. Exactly. And so now we're accepting nominations for the 2012 version. And we're trying to get this process going a little bit earlier than last year. And so we're actually stopping nominations on January 27th.
Okay.
So you've got 3 weeks or so to nominate. You do that on the Hall of Honor website, which is bryantx.gov/Hall of Honor. If that's too much for you, just go to bryantx.gov, and we have a little link right there on the front page to take you there. Look for the nomination form. It's all online. You don't have to print anything out, which you would expect these days in the digital age. So, and I do want to mention, too, that if you nominated somebody last year that wasn't one of those 8, they're keeping those forms and they're looking over them again, but it's probably a good idea to nominate that person again just to get their name out there again.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
If they receive multiple nominations, that probably will get more of a look. So good idea to think about. Wanted to mention, don't know if Mayor Bynski mentioned this yesterday, Christmas tree recycling is going on in Bryan, but it's just curbside. So just drop your trees at the curb. Your regular brush and bulky day is when they will come by and pick it up. And you can find that schedule if you're not sure about when those guys come by. They come by once a week, and you can find the schedule on Bryan TX website under Environmental Services. That has the map of the schedule. Also wanted to mention we're getting our permanent kennels soon over at the Bryan Animal Center. Right now they're just in kind of like little carrier kennels sitting on the floor, and the permanent kennels are coming in soon. And so we're trying to get as many animals out of there as possible for that installation, which means that we're keeping the free adoption event going until January 20th.
Okay.
So have a couple more weeks of that, which is good news for anybody who's still wanting those free adoption rates. And that, of course, still comes with the voucher to get the spay and neuter at a participating vet. So that's still happening. Bunch of dogs and cats down there, and they're trying to get as much room, you know, so they can get those permanent cages in there, which is exciting for that. Also wanted to mention, beginning of the new year, we've got a couple of spring events, which I guess it feels like spring, so you can get away
with it. It does, at least for the next few days, sure.
Yeah. We've got Start Smart Basketball, which is a program for 3 to 5 year olds and their parents. It's not something you drop your kids off at. It's something you go
to. You actually there, okay.
Exactly, yeah. It'll be a meet on Tuesdays at 6:15, starting January 24th through February 28th. So about a month every Tuesday. You're not playing any basketball games. It's just skills, passing, dribbling, shooting, things like that. And the parents are down there working with the kiddos. Girls and boys, $35 for Bryan residents, $45 for non-residents. And they're still trying to nail down exactly where they're going to be doing that, which gym, but it'll be Tuesday evenings. You can sign up and register for that. And also the baseball program is coming up soon as well. That'll be in the month of February at bryanparksandrecreation.com. There is a form you have to print out and turn it into the Bryan Parks office. So look for that, the Start Smart Basketball, and the other Pee Wee sports programs that are coming up quickly.
All right, there you go. Sounds good. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you.
Yep, visit with the folks in the City of Bryan on Thursdays on Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
It's a night of artistry and revelry. The 2012 Opus Gala, Cirque du Opus, Saturday, January 28th at the Brazos County Expo. Enjoy French cuisine from Christopher's World Grill and the music of Emerald City. Tickets and sponsorships on sale now. And don't miss your chance to win a Rolex watch or a Marco Bichigo necklace from David Gardner's Jewelers. All proceeds benefit MSC Opus. Underwritten in part by American Momentum Bank. Don't miss Cirque du Opus, the 2012 Opus Gala. Get details online at opusgala.com.
Good job. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Marcy Norton. The jobs picture just keeps getting better. The Labor Department says new unemployment claims fell by 15,000 last week. It's the 8th week out of the past 9 the new claims went down. Another good sign, the four-week moving average of claims fell again, down to about 373,000, the lowest number since June of 2008. A number below 400,000 suggests we're creating more jobs than we're losing. Tomorrow, the Labor Department releases employment figures for the whole month of December. A separate report shows private employers added a lot more jobs last month. Payroll company ADP estimates private companies added 325,000 jobs in December, most of them in the services sector. Small and medium businesses created the most. Stock futures still a little bit lower, though they pared their losses. NASDAQ futures are down a point, S&P futures down three. I'm Marcy Norton with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Millions of fans agree. Cable's new hit series is on the Weather Channel.
So let's go!
Coast Guard Alaska.
If we don't get on scene, no one else will.
Fly along on bone-chilling rescues in some of the world's most extreme weather.
If you make a mistake, it'll cost someone their life.
Out here, heroes come in waves.
You have the potential to save someone that's out there.
Coast Guard Alaska, Wednesday nights at 9, with new episodes beginning January 11th, only on the Weather Channel.
The best part of running my small business? Definitely spending hours on payroll.
I like being my own boss, but I love learning about tax codes.
I started this whole restaurant as an excuse to do payroll paperwork.
Ah, the joys of payroll. Hours spent on paperwork that should be spent on your business. That's why over a million small business owners use Intuit Payroll. It makes paying employees and filing tax forms quick and easy. See for yourself with a 30-day free trial of Intuit Payroll. Learn more at payroll.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. It was about this time of year, 3 years ago, that I first heard the commercials for Activate. Then, like now, the new year brings on some new resolutions, and 3 years ago, mine was to lose some weight. So, I tried Activate, and let me tell you, it really worked. I lost 75 pounds in just 7 months, and I've kept it off ever since. Now, I'm not kidding, 75 pounds. Now, you talk about feeling good. I do. I have much more energy to do so many things these days. Activate is safe and effective. It's a combination of 8 natural minerals that simply allows your body to burn the fat and calories at an accelerated rate. Now, if you don't like it, they refund your money. It's that simple. Just go to www.myactive8.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. Or you can call toll-free 800-465-4411. That's 800-465-4411 or myactive8.com. Bill, well, he was really worried about it, and he decided he was going to do something about it, and soon. Now, you may not recognize Bill's name right off, even when I tell you, but I guarantee you know his work. To be frank about it, Bill was one of those fellows that's darn hard to categorize. First, he was something of a scientist, something of an inventor, something of an artist, and something of an executive. Have you ever had your blood pressure taken? Sure you have. Well, you have Bill to thank for the doctors being able to test your pressure and see if you're having problems. Bill is the man who developed the systolic blood pressure test. That little development led to another amazing invention, the lie detector test. Yeah, it was Bill Marston who invented that, too. But now here's an interesting note for you. While Bill was developing his lie detector machine, he did a lot of testing, of course, and he used a lot of volunteers, both men and women, and he made what he thought was a pretty significant discovery. He became convinced that women were more honest and reliable than men and could work faster and more accurately. Now, that caused Bill to become a champion of women's causes for just about the rest of his life. In 1943, he wrote that, "Not even girls want to be girls, as long as our feminine, archaic, lack force, strength, and power. Not wanting to be girls, they don't want to be tender, submissive, peace-loving, as good women are." Women's strong qualities have become despised because of their weaknesses. Now, that's what he said. Now, remember, that's Bill saying it, not me. And he believed it. And he also had a remedy for the situation, as he saw it. And he wrote, "The obvious remedy is to create a feminine character with all the strengths of a Superman and with all the allure of a good and beautiful woman." And that's exactly what he did. He created a character called Good and Beautiful Woman. Of course, Good and Beautiful Woman wasn't the best name for her, so he quickly changed it to another. But it has become an icon for young women all over the world. See, it's a little-known fact that the very man who we owe such technical inventions as the blood pressure cuff and the polygraph is also responsible for giving millions of young women the confidence they needed to develop and define productive adults. And you know his other creation, too, but you probably never knew that the man who gave us life-saving blood pressure and lie detector tests also gave us Wonder Woman. But he did.
Bravo, Brazos Valley, and it's time to talk about the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History, and that means that Dr. Deborah Kalman is here. And Deborah, you got a great event coming up on January the 12th we want to tell people about, and it's a tribute to Doug Peterson, a great gentleman, great tall guy in the Brazos Valley, and that's why it's called Tall Tales. Talk about the event.
We are so happy that Doug has agreed to let us honor him, because he is a true gem in our community. You might say he's a giant of a man. But the event is going to be at the Miremont, and it's on January 12th. That's a Thursday. Mm-hmm. It starts at 6 o'clock. We're going to be having cocktails. We're going to be selling raffle tickets, because David Gardner has generously donated a beautiful piece of jewelry for the museum to raffle off.
As he normally does.
Yes,
sure,
he's a wonderful guy. And then at 7, the dinner will start, and we've got all kinds of entertainment. Karen Chavez is going to sing. We've got the M.A. Sterling and the Brazos Valley Troupe coming. We've got some amazing people speaking that are going to be very, very funny. And of course, this is a tribute, so there'll be a little teasing, but it's really going to be fun. We're not going to do any mean teasing, you know. We're here to honor Doug, but you know, he's such a great guy, and he's done so many wonderful things for our community.
Indeed he has. Doug has been around for many, many years in the community. If you don't know Doug, how could you miss him? Doug's about 6'10", 6'11", and has been involved in this community so greatly, and not only nonprofit organizations. I know he's big with SOS Ministries and a lot of organizations that mean a lot to him.
Yeah, and that was one of the reasons why we really wanted to honor him. And I have to say that Doug's a pretty humble guy. You know, mm-hmm. I had to really talk him into this.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, he's really embraced it with all of his wonderful enthusiasm, and I know that we're going to have an enormously fun evening with lots of laughs.
I've known Doug for about 20 years, and more recently, Doug and I are members of a Bible study called The Renegades, and we're going to be out in force that night, because there's some things about Doug that only we know that people need to know. So tell people how they can get tickets. You want people to call right now or arrange for their tickets, how
yes.
much they are, and you've also got special tables available.
Right. Tickets are $75 a piece. This is a fundraiser for the museum, and it's one of our most important fundraisers of the year. You can call the museum at 776-2195. You can reserve your ticket with a credit card over the phone, or you can mail us a check. We are also selling tables of 10 for $1,000, and you can get reserve seating that way and have your business name on there, and we'll be recognizing you in the paper and on our website, and just, you know, really thanking you for your support for the museum. The other thing that we're going to be doing is we are going to be presenting some awards. We have our Outstanding Community Partner Award. Mm-hmm. We have our Outstanding Trustee Award. And then we have our Volunteer Award of the Year, as well as our special award for our honoree, Doug.
Well, I was definitely honored to be your first honoree 4 years ago, and Bob French and Penny Zent since then. And we'll welcome Doug to the club.
That's right. And you were our first, and we were so proud to be able to honor you, too.
That's January the 12th, and call. Uh-huh. Give them that phone number one more time.
It's 776-2195, oh. And there's information about the event on our website, which is www.BrazosValleyMuseum.org.
Tall Tales, a tribute to Doug Peterson, is coming up on January the 12th at Miremont. Thank you to Deborah Kalman. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meesan Associates.
At Gander Mountain, we know that preparation's a big part of college football. By the time the players run out of the tunnel on Saturday, there's been a lot of hard work put in all week. Preparation's a big part of hunting, too. But at Gander Mountain, we make that part easier. All the brands you know and trust, so that when it's you out in the field, you'll be at the top of your game. You might say it's more gain with less pain. Gander Mountain. We live outdoors. And we're proud corporate partners of Texas A&M Athletics.
That's it, Steve. We played that one just to see if you were paying attention. Okay.
Yeah. WTAW News time is 8:31. It is 49 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today and a high in the mid-60s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this final news update for the morning, brought to you by Masterpiece Framing, your local custom picture frame shop where you and your art are treated as a masterpiece. If you're northbound Highway 6 before Southwest Parkway, get ready. It's just about to close that stretch between Southwest Parkway and Harvey Road. College Station Police will close that stretch of Highway 6 for about 3 hours this morning as they continue their investigation of an accident involving a car that hit a 13-year-old boy on Tuesday. Police suggest that you find an alternate route if possible. Texas Avenue wouldn't be a bad option at this point, but you will have to go all the way to University if you go the Texas Avenue route, because you won't be able to get back on Highway 6 until the northbound on-ramp just past Harvey Road. So we tell you that because that Harvey Road interchange probably will be backed up because of cars that will be coming off the freeway. If you think of the area of Bryan, you'd most likely run into an accident or get into an accident. A busy intersection may come to mind first, but it's actually a tie between the entry and exit points of two major retail centers. The 700 block of Villa Maria at HEB and the 2200 block of Briarcrest at Walmart tied with 22 reported accidents apiece last year.
Now, both of those are super high traffic areas. It's understandable to have collision rates up there. 22 is not a lot when you think about it.
Officer John Agnew says the accidents in those two locations are mostly minor.
Typically, it's people rear-ending someone, or someone pulling out and not leaving enough space.
Agnew estimates there are about 1,500 accidents in Bryan each year. Speaking of accidents, two people are dead in a one-vehicle accident Wednesday morning near Bryan's Industrial Park. It happened about 7:30 in the morning on Shiloh Road near the entrance of the Sanderson Farms processing plant. Authorities say 74-year-old Fred Reed of Bryan inexplicably left the road and hit the concrete base of a light pole. Reed was later pronounced dead at St. Joseph Bryan. His passenger and daughter, 32-year-old Mildred Reed of Bryan, was pronounced dead at the scene. Mildred Reed's 14-year-old nephew was in the back seat. He remains hospitalized, but his condition is not known. Authorities are still investigating that accident. BTU customers are already seeing automated meters to report usage, and City of Bryan water customers make it the same thing. City Council is expected to address the subject at their upcoming retreat.
This is where technology is going. It's something we'll have to evaluate. We're looking at doing a retreat here in the next month or so, and those will be some of the items that we'll talk about and in the near future on the pros and cons of whether we should move forward with the AMI meters on the water side or hold off for a while.
Mayor Jason Byinski says any upfront cost associated with switching to automated water meters needs to be examined, but he says he hopes a possible switch will actually save money and be more accurate. Texas prison officials have hung up on polygamous leader Warren Jeffs.
The so-called polygamous prophet will no longer be able to preach to his flock. He's behind bars in Texas for the sexual assault of a teenager, and now his phone privileges have been revoked.
He currently has a disciplinary case ongoing related to the possible rule violations related to the offender telephone.
Texan prison spokesman Jason Clark says Jeffs was calling relatives, and they were putting him on speakerphone, which is against the rules. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
They say politics makes strange bedfellows. Another example is Texas Democrats cheering on Rick Perry's presidential campaign. State Party leader Anthony Gutierrez says Texas Republicans running in 2012 will have to defend Perry and the policies he implemented during the legislative session last year.
He's taken all kinds of extreme positions, like keeping the state from using any of its savings account to rescue us from having to make just insanely drastic cuts to public education. And he kind of boxed in the rest of his party here in Texas.
Gutierrez says donations to the Democrats pick up every time Perry makes a mistake on the campaign trail. And the Brazos Valley Food Bank is investing in its future with the help of another nonprofit organization. WTAW's Chelsea Reber tells us how.
The Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley has helped the food bank establish an endowment fund to help them respond to emergency needs, plan for the future, and sustain their everyday work.
It's a forever type fund where the earnings will be used to support operations, but in reality, the bulk of the funds are there for the future needs of the food bank.
The food bank's Teresa Mangapura also says this is a great new option for people to donate to the food bank. By donating to the fund, you can make sure your money is helping others far into the future. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:36, 50 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Masterpiece Framing. More local news coming up today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Before James could guide his company to the top of the market, he had to get to the bottom of his company's benefits administration. That's when James found GNA Partners, who had just the solution he needed. A $1 million employee without the $1 million salary. For the cost of less than one employee, GNA was able to fully customize, administer, and manage all of James's employee health and welfare plans. Today, James owns the market and a sweet new vacation home. It's time to grow with GNA Partners. Learn more about what GNA did for James and what we can do for you at milliondollaremployee.com.
This is Jim Swayze. You know how every prediction seems to be followed by a suggestion? Like, it'll probably rain, better not wash the car. So when I heard they're predicting an exceptionally cold winter, I suggested to Jenny that we head to Half Price Books and stock up on some great cozy up-to-the-fire reads. When it's downright chilly, it's right down to Half Price Books for us. Around our house, stacks of seasoned wood and seasonal books pile up faster than all our New Year's resolutions. And when the kids come in from the cold, some hot cider and a wonderland of warm stories do the trick. They love Half Price Books. There's just something about real books. Thumbing through the pages, peeking to see how close you're getting to the end, it gets you as wrapped up as a cat in a quilt. And when almost everything's half price or less, the whole family can really stock up for the winter. Half Price Books. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. In their new location on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at hpb.com.
Hey, let's check some weather at 8:38. Brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Spring-like warmth gets a chance to spread across the region over the next several days. Partial sun, 65 to 70 is where we're going to end up this afternoon. We certainly could use some more rain, but it's not in the forecast. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, 50 to 55. Partial sun for tomorrow, high 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows near 55. Mixture of sun and cloud Saturday with a high around 70. Looks like we could be warm right into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Sir, you are. Got that Chinese New Year holiday coming up.
Yeah.
Going to be a big time.
We partying at your house again?
Yeah. Red envelopes full of money, remember that. Don't give me any, and don't do denominations that have four in it, because that's bad luck.
Oh.
Just letting you know.
Oh, really?
Chinese New Year is a holiday that celebrates the beginning of a new year, according to the lunar calendar, considered to be one of the most important holidays for Chinese families, celebrated with big family gatherings, gift-giving, eating of symbolic foods, and the display of festive decorations, all focusing on good luck for the new year and to celebrate the coming spring. The start of the Chinese New Year every year, since it's dedicated by the dictated rather by the lunar calendar.
And the government.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Congress will be in session, though. It's the lunar calendar, which is based on the Earth's movement around the sun.
Oh, I meant the Chinese government.
Oh, the Chinese government dictates a whole lot, as a matter of fact.
Exactly.
Unlike typical New Year celebrations, which last one night, Chinese New Year celebrations can last for up to a month.
Mm, yeah.
This year, the Chinese New Year begins on January the 23rd.
We're going to party like it's best Korea.
That's right. Yeah, them too. This year is the year of the...
Rat,
huh?
Squirrel?
Squirrel. The squirrel rat. It's the flying squirrel rat.
It's the year of the dragon.
It is. It's the year of the dragon, which will be wonderful.
So everybody celebrate Bruce Lee.
Okay. He's dead.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, allegedly.
Yeah. Never That's see right. him anymore, but you never know. So anyway, in case anybody asks you, it's the year of the dragon. You can answer that for him.
According to that song, it's the year of the cat, but...
Well, that and then the eye of the tiger. So, I mean, there's all sorts of different body parts we can do. Okay. The TSA catches a lot of heat for all the things that they do with frisking grannies and toddlers and that kind of thing. But they want to let you know that they've been keeping us safe out there. They give us their top 10 list of good catches in 2011. Now, how many people you reckon they got to scan? Because it's a bunch, right?
I don't have any clue.
Nor do I. Don't know. Just a lot. But they were able to come up with 10 of them for us. 10 is, these are the good catches. Snakes, turtles, and birds.
Oh my. You knew it was coming.
Two, three, four. Yeah. Again, is carrying a turtle in your pocket really a threat? Do you feel
well?
not to other people.
Do you get antsy when you're in an airplane thinking there might have been somebody who undetected has brought a turtle onto the plane?
Well, I don't
only not until that, he screams.
Yeah, that's right. That snapping turtle can
never
cause
know.
A problem. Yeah.
Okay. Science project that really looked like a bomb. They got one of those for you. Tactical spikes. Always nice to be carrying those around.
Oh, like a spike strip.
Yeah,
spike
exactly. Strip. Roll that up and put it in your overnight. Inert landmines. Found some of those. A stun gun that was disguised as a smartphone. A flare gun with 7 flares.
Oh, my.
In what world do you think that it's okay to actually bring that on the airplane with you into the cabin? Throwing knives.
Knives. You mean like with the girl on the spinner?
Yes, yeah, I suppose so.
Well, you know, you get bored on flight sometimes.
That's right.
See if you can go
all the way down that aisle.
That's it. Get the.
I bet I can hit first class from here.
Get the flight attendant to hold up a cup. Maybe you're back there on row 32 and see if you can wing the knife in there and nail that cup to the wall. That'd be fun. The bulkhead. That'd be good. Over 1,200 firearms total. Apparently, quite a few were loaded. One guy was caught with 2 handguns, 8 knives, 3 ammo magazines, and a saw. A saw.
Hmm.
So if you're in that transcontinental flight and you hear, yee, 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 yee.
Yeah. mean,
somebody working on the armrest.
I'm just building a workbench
back
there.
Just doing what I can. And the number one goodie that they caught this year, small chunks of C4. Yeah,
that's
probably good. Because there's not really anything you can do with C4 that's safe. Generally, it's pretty destructive.
Well, that's what they said that guy in Midland had.
Is that right?
C4.
Wow. Man. In Midland, Texas.
Mm.
Hey, the new minor league baseball team in Sugarland, those would be the Skeeters. Got a nice introduction to their hometown of the New Year weekend when thieves broke into the stadium that the team is building and stole $24,000 worth of copper.
I was going to say, I bet it was copper.
46 copper reels went missing from the stadium that night on December the 30th.
It's the copper caper.
That's it, yeah. From the Skeeters.
Uh-huh.
So, in other words, that's not the only baseball.
But was it the great copper caper?
Great copper clapper caper, right?
Yeah. So, apparently, that's not the only baseball stadium that's
a little
not.
Tribute to Jack Webb just right out of the blue. There
only
you go.
Baseball stadium that's not finished as the season approaches. An Ohio woman, an Ohio man who received pecan pies from a mysterious pie fairy for over 35 years.
Why can't I have a pie fairy?
Yeah.
You can if you want, Jim.
That's right.
You can have anything you want to do.
Sounds like the kind of thing Jim Gaffigan would say.
I mean, how awesome would that be?
You know. Yeah. Well, apparently
the pie fairy came.
For 35 years, he received a pie from the pie fairy, but this year received a note informing him the streak was over. Willis Welch, who's 87, from Columbus, Ohio, said he received the pies anonymously at Christmas time for decades, but this year received only a note signed Pie Fairy. The Pie Fairy had written, "It's been a great ride, still not telling you who I am yet, but my wings are shorter now, and I have a little too much fat to be able to fly."
What?
That's it. I don't know. Anyway, Mr. Wells says the mystery person must be someone who knows him well enough to know that pecan is his favorite pie. However, he said it's difficult to narrow that down because he has a very large social circle.
Oh.
He's 87. Oh. Yeah. He's catting around.
Gramps is getting around.
Yes, he is.
He's
anyway.
A hit. You know what it is. He can still drive. He's a hit down senior center.
Yeah, probably right. Yeah, I'll go over.
Yeah.
And especially at Christmas time, I'll go by Mr. Willis's house because he'll have him up. Pecan pie there I can get some of. And if I go the next day, he won't remember I was there, so I'll get some more.
Wow.
8:46. Hey, did you see this?
Why?
Wall Street Journal reports Eastman Kodak is about to file Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Really?
What, about 15 years after you thought they would?
Well,
right?
Yeah, I mean, they've been...
Kodak, they still make stuff, don't they? I mean,
well,
they make cameras. And...
Well, they do imaging now, more than anything. And, you know, they quit making the chemicals that allows you to actually process Kodachrome. I mean, that's almost impossible to do now. One of the things that they did, and it's kind of interesting because they are based in Rochester, New York.
Uh-huh.
And So obviously they were a big employer in Rochester. And over time, as Chase said, you know, been 12, 15 years or whatever, that they probably saw the writing on the wall and were trying to reinvent themselves in a whole lot of ways and weren't able to do that. But a lot of engineers remained in Rochester, and other companies realized that, and they started moving their locations into Rochester so that they could take advantage of these engineers who were going to be looking for jobs. And they could hire them sometimes at a little bit of a discount, because obviously that's better than no job at all. Of course, then there's that other company that's called the Haloid Photographic Company that started in Rochester. They grew up to be Xerox. So you got Xerox and Eastman Kodak right there in Rochester. But unemployment is really not too bad, and that's what the story was about, is there are a lot of engineers from those two companies that were looking for jobs, and rather than leave the job market, they kept them there. And while it's not wonderful days, it could have been a lot worse in Rochester.
Has any industry in the last 30 years changed more than the photography industry?
Well,
I mean, you think about it from...
Computers.
Of course, because of computers. I mean, still...
Donuts. I think the donut industry has changed quite a bit. Sure,
well, no, sure. I mean, 30 years ago, or let's go even 40 years. I mean, you and I can remember the time, you know, when I think of Eastman Kodak, I think of, you know, taking the pictures with your Instamatic, putting the film in a box, taking it down to the Eastman Kodak store, dropping it off, and waiting a week for your pictures to come back.
Sure, they'd come back, and then you'd put them in his big book that had the little black corners. You'd have a photo album.
That's right.
Imagine that.
That's right.
A photo album.
Now we take a picture with our telephone and send it around the world in 30 seconds.
We had a visitor come to the house the other day. She had 600 pictures she'd taken.
Uh-huh.
Now she's got them on her iPad. Oh, here, let me show you these 300.
That's right.
Yeah.
How about you not?
Yeah. And remember, when you took a picture, it better be good, because you only had like 12 to a roll or 24 to a roll. And, you know, you don't want to waste a picture.
Yeah,
now you just sit there and just shoot away and just delete, delete, delete.
That was so wonderful. When you had a Kodak, when you had a Polaroid camera, because then you could tell somebody had stuck their tongue out at you.
Yeah, that's right.
You took the picture, but
that's right.
Sure, and also because of that, and just auto advance as well. I mean, we get pictures of people now that we would never get.
Exactly.
I mean, want to get a picture of the president with his finger in his ear? We got it.
That's true.
But
Show Observer says coffee has changed a lot.
Coffee.
Mm-hmm. I would say just the availability of it
if you choose to take
part of that. I would agree with
that. And what's interesting is now here's what, as an old guy, I mean, here's what I find interesting is thinking about things that I can capture on my phone that I haven't. I mean, I could take a picture of whatever. One of the things, if you have some complicated project that you need to do, take a picture of that project before you start taking it apart. Where do these wires go? Where does this go?
Or if you
need a specific piece that you can't really take off and take to the hardware store, you can take a picture of it and do that.
Yeah. I mean, if you're, you know, replugging it, plugging out and plugging back in your DVR, you take a picture of that before you start unplugging things. Yeah. I do that all the time.
Well, but I had a plumbing part that I could not get from anybody but the manufacturer.
Exactly.
So, you know, took a picture of it and take it to the hardware store. I emailed it to him.
Oh, I see.
I emailed it to him, and then he sent it to me.
So,
that works.
See, I've taken my camera to, you know,
well,
to the hardware
it's well
store.
Established the relationship Scott's developed with his plumber over the years.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Hello.
Don't forget, you can use it to show people in foreign countries where you need to go.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's absolutely right. This is something that, because that was Jackie. This is what our son does, because he's in a country that doesn't speak English. So when you get into the cab, you show him a picture. They go, oh, yeah, okay, I know where to get there.
No, they don't say that, because if they did, they'd be speaking English.
Okay, if they were talking English, they'd go, oh, yeah, okay.
Very nice.
Thank you. All right, it's time now for our pop culture and recent current events quiz. We call it Jethro Trivia, for lack of a better name.
Oh, okay.
All right, here we go. It's multiple choice. I ask Chase and Tom a question, and they tell
us. And, we get it right.
Paris Hilton making news again. She's about to put out her second album to hype the news. She's doing what? A, A, live performance and a cameo on Glee. B, a video of the first single on MTV. C, posing topless for a popular men's magazine. D, going ahead and finishing her engineering degree at MIT.
I thought I heard that she was posing topless, but I'm going to say the Glee answer. Just
it'd be A, okay?
That's what I'm going to say.
Glee would be an excellent choice if it wasn't C.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It is the topless?
Yes, it's FHM.
Well, I thought I'd heard that she was, but there
it's
you go.
What is FHM magazine?
It stands for something. I don't know.
As long as you know the name of it, right? That's all that matters. Hello.
Hello. How are you this
morning? Oh, you know, it's inside work with no heavy lifting.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you take a picture or you take your phone and show a picture in a foreign country, they're going to take you around the city four times before they take you to the restaurant.
I tell all my friends that my dad's nice. I tell all mine that he gives great prices.
I want everyone to know that Team of Navasota, we're really nice, and we always give a great price. Like a new Silverado discounted up to $9,000 at Team Chevy.
Nice price.
Or get a new Chevy Cruze for just $199 a month.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, we're the home of the nice price.
It happens every year. We attend numerous holiday parties and enjoy great food, family, and friends, only to find ourselves with unwanted additional weight gain. Hi, I'm Terry Nelson, certified health coach with Take Shape for Life. I've helped countless people lose weight in just a few short weeks. So whether you need to lose 10 pounds or 100 pounds, I can help. Please call me at 492-3559 for your free Take Shape for Life consultation. That's Terry Nelson at 492-3559.
There's no better feeling than curling up next to a warm fireplace or wood-burning stove on a cold winter evening. Imagine yourself coming home from work, and with a simple touch of a button, an instant fire appears from your gas logs in your fireplace. Fireplaces Etc. can make this a reality. Let Fireplaces Etc. prepare your home for the cold winter months ahead with a new fireplace, wood-burning stove, or gas logs. Fireplaces Etc., 3213 Highway 21 West. Call 775-1747 for more information.
Searching for a flair of fashion and design in your wardrobe? Visit Haute Couture. Haute Couture provides everything you need in their collection of boots, jeans, flip-flops, clothing, handbags, jewelry, and much more. With brands like Old Gringo, Grace in L.A., Gratier, Gypsy Soul, Cowgirl Tough, Rock Revival, Rock and Roll Cowgirl, and Pink Cadillac, one visit to Haute Couture and everyone will be asking, where did you get that? Haute Couture, 3213 Highway 21 in Bryan and 2010 South Day Street in Brenham. Call 822-3694 for more info.
It's 5 till News Talk 1620. What? It's 5 till.
You don't want Ben to go
and
on
here
the air?
Here comes the boss.
Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead. Put on the headphones. We'll play the intro. We'll act like you've never been in here before.
Good grief. What a ray of sunshine.
Meeks?
Yeah. What do you do to you?
Well, this is awkward here.
That's not for you.
Well, there are. Area man. Got to hear this part.
Yeah. Can't ever hear that enough.
One of our graphic designers discovered something yesterday.
Oh, what was a picture of you in your Area Man case?
No. It finally dawned on him that Ben Downs is kind of a funny juxtaposition of names.
How neat.
Garrett's finally catching on.
Garrett finally caught on. He was, he's about as nice a guy as you get, and for a rapper. And he was, and he said, "You get? Dempsey was saying, you're leaving?" I said, "Yeah, I'm going to get in the elevator." And suddenly, that's all it took. Ben Downs, we're going to be going down in the elevator with Ben Downs. I fired him instantly.
Yeah. I'm going to miss Garrett. Yeah. I really like
him.
Garrett was such a cool kid for a while.
Being a nice guy doesn't always do it for you. Yeah.
What is this? I did not get the email from the wrestling lady. This note says I did not get the email from the wrestling lady.
Now it's awkward.
I saw that in there earlier, and I didn't say anything about it.
What? Tom was raised well enough not to ask.
More or less on the radio. I'm going to pour my last cup of coffee here and just curl up and enjoy this broadcasting greatness that's about to unfold.
It was an odd note, but I, minding my own business.
And laying right out here in the open.
Well, what is,
well, 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 there you go.
Yeah, wait, just to give,
I realize
just
there are
to,
many different ways this could be taken. None good, but there are many different ways.
One of the things that Ben kind of charged us with late in the fourth quarter of last year.
Oh, hold on. Let me get my last cup of coffee so I can hear this one.
Was, we need to engage our listeners in different ways, possibly by having some sort of promotional events. So I immediately thought, well, yeah, we could get, you know,
this is instant, really weird.
Instant pudding in a large container and put it on the parking lot of a, you know, well, there are any number of places that are vacant that we could put the empty there.
Actually,
and then we could have, like.
Apparently, the answer to my question is actually as bad as I was imagining.
Actually, what it was, every once in a while, I kind of like to have different prizes to give away.
Yes.
And the wrestling.
And having a wrestling lady the, is
yeah,
the key
no,
to
the,
it.
The wrestling thing is coming here at Reed Arena. And so I
WWE.
Talked to the, right, I talked to the sales, the account rep about that, and the account rep said, I've got an email from the lady, and I'll send it to you. Well, that was Monday, and I haven't gotten it yet. And so when I went to the office, her office yesterday to see her, she wasn't there, so I was going to leave her a note today saying, you did not forward me the email so that we could possibly get some wrestling tickets to give away to our loyal listeners.
Your story is amusing,
and so,
but
see,
poorly thought out because, as you will recall, this so-called Monday when you spoke with the salesperson
was
a holiday.
Okay, it was Tuesday.
Check you.
That's right. And I defy you to find a salesperson.
Yeah. Hard enough on Tuesday.
Oh, I feel like Columbo.
One more thing.
I am Deputy Chief Johnson.
Yeah.
The closer. Very nice reference there. Okay. Anyway, so that's what that was. And so I was going to try to make it a surprise for the listeners, but obviously you've busted that open now.
Well, you got to check where you leave your notes. You just can't leave them out.
Maybe you should start writing like, top secret on the top. Yeah. That won't get my attention.
Please don't read this. Yeah. I'll write that on there. All right, on this date in history.
I love this
Tom
part.
Loves this part, by the way. 1998, Sonny Bono hit a tree.
Oh,
it did not end well.
No, it didn't.
42 years ago in 1970, All My Children started. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
The Supreme.
Sure, we remember.
Yeah, I was there. There when MTV signed on when All My Children came on. It was all,
The Supremes recorded Stop in the Name of Love in 1965. And 72 years ago in 1940, do you know this? 1940, do you know this, Ben? Mr. Radio? FM was demonstrated at the FCC.
By General Armstrong. Right?
Armstrong Custer. Right?
George Custer.
Somebody said
started FM radio.
Somebody said, it'll never catch on. Nothing will replace the AM.
Yeah. Anyway, as long hair music, I used to be good for that.
Stereo was the trick.